kind of like a loud noise happens in real life, but in your dream, like, say, like, somebody shoots you in the face. And then you wake up and you're like, fuck. Stop spitting till the fucking world's over. Looking like I said, you can't get drunk and jump. You better step your rap game up. S&P's where it's at. You know this matter. You know that. You will never sound like me like this. S&P's so futuristic. You stay tuned in. The future is now. Oh, hi. It's background noise here. It's November 12th, which is also Derek's birthday.
Oh, you guys.
It is his birthday.
Derek, how old are you?
I'm 25 today.
He's 25 today.
25, so that means you were born in 84.
84,
that's
yeah.
Right. It's also our friend Tim's birthday.
Thomas.
So hi to Big T.
My dad's birthday not the goalie. Yesterday. He's a different person.
Or the basketball player.
Or the basketball player.
You're 1 day younger than my dad. He's born on the 11th.
I'm 1 day younger than your dad?
Yeah.
He's 25?
Maybe
holy
you are
shit, dad. How old are you?
24. My dad's
wow.
A player.
Yeah, I guess so.
play on.
He impregnates bitches from a very young age.
Well, I was not a bitch, you motherfucker.
Well, well, I don't know.
Well, let's not say.
When the hostility starts.
Yeah.
So how's it feel, man?
To be 25?
The big 2-5.
A lot of people are pretty, you know, stressed, and they say, oh, it sucks, I'm getting old. No, I feel awesome.
Quarter
25
of
years old, I feel good.
Quarter of a century.
You look good, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good. I appreciate that.
You look extra good
today.
See
a couple gray hairs, but it's distinguished.
Oh, that's because fucking people piss me off so much.
The gray hairs just grow. They just sprout every time.
Just like Homer lost his hair. Luckily, I'm not losing my hair. That would suck.
No,
that would. Yep. You see some guys who are like 23 and they're bald.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably sterile. Because let's just, you know, that's just how it
hair
is.
Hair goes first. Penis. Erection
yeah.
power.
Luke is next. Making a very scientific observation here between loss of hair and sterilization.
I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to science. I'm a bit of a professor.
Yep.
I'm a pro-fessor.
Our buddy Alan's losing his hair. He's just killing him. Just
can he get an erection? Or
I haven't seen one.
Maybe he gets a soft erection.
Yeah.
Like the pamphlets that Devin got.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous.
Yeah, Devin got these pamphlets. What was it for? Was it for Viagra?
No, it wasn't for Viagra, for something else.
It was one of those like natural holistic solutions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I don't know how, I have no idea how my name got in this mailing list, but somehow it did, and it showed up at the house, which is weird.
Yeah, I have no idea how it got in there either, Devin. I ordered it to Devin's place, and I was like, well, if you don't need that, whatever, I'll recycle it for you. You
so know? That's why you were so interested in it.
Yeah, and that's why I've had an erection the whole show so far.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Well.
Tree bark.
I thought you were using your microphone wrong.
No.
I noticed you were looking down as you were talking.
No, I was just admiring my hood.
Huh. Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm 25 now, so that leaves only one member of our cast to turn 25, and that's John.
Yeah, you can buy beer for me.
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
When did you turn 25?
June.
Oh, wow.
The bass in his voice makes me think he's
baby.
Older.
You are a bassy fellow.
It's usually why I leave a little scruff normally to kind of trick people.
Look a little manlier.
Yeah.
A little older.
Hide my girlish figure with a beard.
You do have hips on you. And they
and
don't lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucky that his breasts are small and ample.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't, I would probably confuse them with mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
It happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a big Shakira fan. You guys know that.
Oh, God, that new video, She-Wolf, where she's doing all the stretches, and it looks like you could just slide in like a knife in butter. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Yep.
Get that out of our systems.
Yep. You know who else is a pretty terrific singer and likes to stretch in his videos?
I do know.
Who?
I don't know. Tell me.
You just said you knew. You said,
I know.
And then you said, I don't know? It's DMX.
I'm just playing the game. I'm
Dark Man
easy.
X.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that what DMX stands for?
Dark yep. Man X, yeah.
What does the X stand for?
X.
X.
Means he's angry and ready
X,
to kill.
X is just one of those letters that just sounds cool.
Malcolm.
X. Mega Man. X.
Well, that was Mega Man 10, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
was a Roman numeral.
But at the same time, it was also just like...
Mega Man X.
Yeah. Was it actually the 10th one?
Was Malcolm
I don't
the
think
10th?
It was the 10th one.
Was it for sure? Because on Nintendo, it went to Mega Man 6, and then Super Nintendo came out, and then there was just Mega Man X. Unless that's some like Japanese mix-up shit.
Or like 15
Rock
Japanese
Man.
Ones.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look at that later. We'll play Mega Man later, guys.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Actually, I'll watch you guys play.
Yeah, I was going to say, Derek, you hate Mega Man.
Oh my God, man. I literally will run, jump, and go directly down a hole. Like, it's like a fucking retard is playing. I can't play video games. I'm just really not good.
I bought the new Mega Man for the PS3, and it's fucking beyond difficult.
Oh, yeah. I tried playing it, and I'm a bit of a Mega Man master. Like, you've probably seen me beat
it. He's the Mega Master, actually.
I'm pretty good.
He is.
And that one was hard as fuck. And fuck is pretty hard.
I don't know. Yeah. If you can beat the new Mega Man, then I, like, look down on you.
I don't. I hold you in high regard. You're pretty much like a princess to me.
A gaming champ.
But that
champ.
Shit is just... That's too much... That's too skillful. It's just... It's worrying.
Considering there's only two things you can do, jump and shoot.
But part of it's skill, and the other part is shit just happens that you have to memorize.
Yeah,
like you're just walking along, and then all of a sudden a laser beam shoots across and kills you. You're like, oh, I have to count to three on this screen and then fucking jump.
Yeah. Or you have to jump into nothing just knowing that a platform is going to come along and grab you.
Mm-hmm. Pissing me off.
You know what? We should probably not even talk about DMX and just keep talking about Mega Man.
Mega Man's pretty good.
It pretty much took over.
Yeah, if we keep talking about Mega Man, this is going to go for
hours.
We'll
talk about DMX a bit because he is in the news.
He is.
And this is a throwback to one of our earlier episodes, too. Yep. You know?
We originally mentioned the fight that was happening. Well, now DMX has been replaced on the card by Coolio because DMX had a contract saying that he would win the fight. That was the contract that they signed.
Oh, they had it signed, he would win. I thought.
Oh, no, he wanted it to get signed. Okay. Like that's what he...
That's
like,
what I was going to say. Proposed. I heard he wanted it to be fixed.
Now, how would... Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Ever since I found out he was fighting, like, his buddy, like, his CD label guy, I was like, how's that fight going to be good? It's like, what, two of us having a real fight, like, something would be fishy about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. So, Coolio's replacing him now, and because DMX wanted to, you know, rig the fight.
And anyone who's familiar with Coolio over the years, he has just been like, whatever he can get into, he'll get into. Like, I was looking at his IMDb page. Here are some gems. He was on UK Big Brother, so he couldn't even get on US Big Brother.
Yeah.
He got on UK Big Brother. He had his own fucking cooking show.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And called
Cooking with Coolio.
Cooking with Coolio.
Is that what it was?
That's actually what it was called. That was like five episodes, because who gives a fuck if he can cook? Like, who wants to watch that? And he also had a reality show that only spans six episodes called Coolio's Rules. So if you have a reality show and it goes six episodes,
your reality
and then
sucks.
It's done, your reality is bullshit.
Yeah, your life is terrible.
How many episodes is Chemical Reality?
Seven.
We're safe.
You made the cut.
We're safe.
We're better.
He was also on like Boot Camp, Celebrity Boot Camp or something.
Was he?
And he actually won.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that one.
So that was his training for the MMA.
I saw him on a ghost show. What was that show where they used to send celebrities to like haunted places and they had cameras and they had to do shit?
No,
do you guys ever see that? He was on that one time, and at the end of it, when the credits are rolling, they just like play extra footage.
Yep.
And he was talking about how he had a dream, and in his dream he was like swimming in water and he woke up covered in piss, and one of the other celebrity goes, how old were you? He's like, man, this was like last week. So Coolio admitted on air that he pissed himself.
Actually,
just a week ago.
I've seen him say some pretty hilarious things. Like I've I don't know. He's a funny man, that Coolio.
Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
He probably would.
Yeah, he takes anything.
Fucking but he's...
See, for me, okay, this whole DMX thing. Imagine the other guy's reaction whenever he's like, at first, okay, I'm going to be fighting my friend. He's probably going to go a little easy on me. Now it's like, oh, crap, I'm fighting somebody I really don't know. It's like, shit.
But Coolio?
Like, yeah, he's not a big dude.
Like, he's not big that I know. I mean, he's famous for having stupid hair.
Yeah. Everyone remembers Gangster's Paradise. Actually, people remember Amish Paradise twice as much as they remember
Definitely.
Gangster's
Whenever
Paradise.
You said Gangster's Paradise before, I was like, is that... That's the
he
song
that
went through my head.
He covered Weird Al song, right?
Yeah.
Well, every Weird Al song has to come from somewhere.
And he had Fantastic Voyage. That's a pretty big song.
No.
You don't
remember
that?
We're white.
That was huge.
We remember Weird Al stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
But since then, DMX said that he'll fight anybody.
DMX,
contract.
DMX is just on crap.
Yeah.
I'd say I would fight anybody, too, if it meant I would fucking win. I'll fight Brock Lesnar if it says I win.
Yeah.
Imagine how staged that would look. Me beating Brock Lesnar. I'm just like spreading his fucking toes apart.
My toes.
I tap.
Although, I mean, you know, they don't say how he's going to win. So, I mean, if it was you against Brock Lesnar, he could just beat the shit out of you and then you could just like tap him and he'd just fall over.
Or
I just put my arm over at the end. It's like a WWE match.
Or he gets disqualified from punching him in the balls too many times. How'd you like that?
I didn't read the fine print. He actually kills me and gets disqualified for it.
That's actually in the fine print. Brock Lesnar is allowed to punch you in the balls as often as he wants. Bitch.
However and whenever.
I mean, that's the only realistic way of you losing, Or him losing, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Luke's pretty tough. He's a tough fighter.
I think I could probably scrap Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'd give him a
run. I'm going to give you a benefit.
Give him a run.
How many friends are you saying are going to help you?
This one right here. And this one right here, buddy. I'm holding up my fists.
Yeah.
For you people in Radio Land.
He wasn't pointing to me and John.
No, definitely not.
My two fists together are probably smaller than one of his.
Yeah, visual jokes don't work so amazingly on them.
It's true.
Well,
then I should probably scrap that chart I made for you guys. A flow chart.
Point A to point B.
Yep. So, you know, DMX is a tough dude. I wouldn't want to fight him. He's a fucking crazy man.
He's crazy. And he's on lots of crack.
And he's a big dude. Like, he's muscly constantly.
But he's not really that big, though. He's not that big, though. Like, I think he's short.
Not tall, but his muscles are big. He's a built dude.
But there's a... I think it was Cat Williams in his stand-up. He was talking about how first time he met DMX, he was like kind of scared because he's like, he's going to be crazy and he's going to be big and all this. And he met him. And he's like, this nigga's only 2 inches taller than me.
Yeah. But now Cat Williams steals things.
Yeah.
He's a robber. So fuck what he does.
Yeah. Good There's Lord. Not much to that story, but basically Cat Williams is being accused of burglaries.
Yeah. Celebrities, they like to steal stuff too.
Yeah.
So you're saying celebrities need security?
I'd say they do need security.
Yeah,
from other celebrities.
It's true. There's a New York-based security expert and retired New York police detective that he owns a security business, basically. And he shared some expenses that some of the celebrities use as far as protection goes. Mm-hmm. Like, it says here, for one day, if you need a truck and a driver with three security agents, you're looking at $4,000 a day. If you use that 4 days a week, then you can easily see spending $20,000 a week. And that's for average celebrities. Like, and then it goes on to say stuff about like 50 Cent, where he needs like hundreds of thousands of dollars and up to $1 million a year of cameras and this and that. And everywhere he goes, he needs people with him and stuff like that. So...
Is it worth it?
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Man, $1 million a year.
Is it worth it? Are you kidding? The guy makes way more than millions, and he's not getting killed and robbed.
And also, you got to think about this. Where's that million going? I mean, if it's going to mostly hiring people to help him, that's helping the job force, you know?
So I guess clearly it is worth it, but I could see that being really annoying at the same time. Like, you can't go anywhere and do anything without... people huddled around you and
I think we should thank those dangerous people for providing jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in these hard times with the recession, I mean, keep up the rapidy rape rape.
Although, one thing about those security people that I laugh at is you always see them on TV like beside the guys, and the dudes are having like a fun time, and the security people are just standing there with their arms crossed, like a really stern look in their face.
Not getting paid to have fun.
No. They're getting paid to jump in front of a fucking bullet.
Yeah,
and it'll look scary.
Actually, the director of one of the main security things in Hollywood is Israel's counter-terrorist special forces unit.
Oh, wow. So he knows his business.
So, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, you're protecting Hillary Duff, but this guy can cartwheel and sniper rifle shoot you in your fucking melon.
You step on her property and there's just, like, crude bombs, landmines strategically placed. Camels with rocket launchers.
He teaches you like that morning, saying, "Okay, here's all the places you cannot walk. Memorize it now."
Yeah.
Shit.
Should you not memorize it, you're gonna die.
You forget one day, and you're just out in your house robe with your paper, having a coffee, walking across your lawn. The last thing you hear is just, and your leg goes flying. You actually see your leg go flying in front of your face.
It actually blows off and kicks you in the ass.
Oh, that makes me think of. Did you ever see that commercial? It's on YouTube somewhere. I'll post it on the site where it's like in America and it's like young kids playing soccer and they're like, haha, they're laughing, having fun. It just looks like a commercial for like, who knows, insurance or fucking a cell phone, anything. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they're playing soccer and a girl steps and boom, it's a landmine. And she's like, oh my God. She's laying there with her leg bleeding and they're all freaking out.
Yeah,
and
I've seen that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's talking about how you wouldn't accept landmines on American soil. So why would you... like it anywhere else or something like
we
that.
We don't like it anywhere else.
Yeah.
We're not going over to fucking Afghanistan to play soccer with our friends.
And it's just we don't know where all the landmines are in the world. Like,
well, I don't think most countries don't put landmines anymore. It's only like North and South Korea. And
there's just some that are just left over.
Like,
You know, that are just waiting for some clown to
My
step on.
My full walk home is going to be so meticulous. I'm going to be like, I don't know if I've walked there before, so I'm just going to stick to my regular path.
Okay, who the fuck is that commercial for? It's like, people who have landmines lying around are like, I guess I won't place them.
He's like, geez, that's what they have been doing to people? Blowing their fucking legs off?
He just sent them down somewhere. I didn't know that the whisk of wind was going to bury them under sand.
Shoot, man.
But it says J-Lo and Mark Anthony and people like that spend $1 million to $1.4 million a year on security.
Wow. It's kind of a drop in the bucket, though, eh?
If you make millions of dollars, though, like,
you gotta have
you gotta protect yourself.
Look at Soulja Boy. He didn't have too much security, and he got, like, jacked. That was... When was that? Do you remember hearing that story?
Yeah.
It was just, like, a year or two ago. Yeah. It doesn't really matter when it was, I guess, but he didn't have a lot of security, and people came right into his place with guns and all that shit.
Yeah.
And robbed him. Jacked him.
Wow. Cook.
But
if you're a rapper, it's kind of, you know...
Especially if you're a rapper, you need that security even more, probably.
Well, what do they... Like, how much did they steal from him? Was it more than $1 million?
They took some jewelry and some money. I can't remember how much it was.
His jewelry alone would be worth more than $1 million, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, it was a tipping point, right? Because if it only stole like $100,000, it's still cheaper than hiring the security guys, right?
Yeah.
It's true.
Is it worth having guns in your faces?
Not at all.
Your faces.
It's exciting.
If you have more than one face, then.
Many faces.
You can make a whole album about it, right?
The guy from He-Man.
Pay for itself.
But yeah, I mean, there's still far worse things they could spend their money on. I mean, a lot of people just go out and spend frivolously, which...
Like Lindsay Lohan, spending money on just doing cocaine so she forgets to wear panties and she shows her awful pussy.
That's just PR. I'm pretty confident they do that on purpose.
Yeah,
same PR. Here, John. Pretty rancid.
They say that, they say that the premium of like how much you pay for security can go up $20,000 based on if you have a stalker. So really, if I was in the security business... I'd just send some dude over to like people's houses to stalk for a bit, and then you'd get paid a lot more money.
That doesn't sound very ethical.
That doesn't sound ethical at all.
Yeah, but the security dudes. I mean, how many of those dudes are going to be really ethical anyway? I'm sure there are a lot of them out there.
Hopefully, a lot of them, but not likely.
Some people's security is just like having their friends live there all the time with guns. Yeah. I think that's what probably a lot of rappers have for security. It's like, all right, man, look, I got to go on tow. Ray Ray, T-Bone, y'all stay here. There's AK-47s in the pantry. Little bit of Dream Puff marshmallow cakes.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
Actually, Viva Puffs. Slim Thug twit-picked a picture of beside his bed, and he had like an AK next to his bed. Like a full-out like assault rifle. I was like, oh my God.
Why not?
See, that's now a good move, too. Because then people are like, I don't want to rob that guy. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, we've all heard the stories of convenience store owners who have a sign that says like shotgun in use or break in at your own risk, I will blow your fucking head off.
We were just talking about that the other night, weren't we?
Yeah. It's a good deterrent. Like, you could have the ski masks on and just be like, all right, let's go. And then you see that neon sign flashing that says, like...
There's a shotgun under the counter. It's like, okay, let's see if the next store down has one of those signs.
Baseball bat in use. You're just like, I could take a few swings.
See, that could bite you in the ass, though, because they just run in and shoot you in the face right away.
Yeah.
I suppose.
You're just a dude in a ski mask because your, like, face is cold. I was just skiing.
I'm wearing a balaclava.
No, I mean, like, instead of just pointing the gun at him... And being like, we're going to rob you, they'll just run in and shoot him in the face before he can grab the gun.
But I think any place that would have a sign like that, they probably have the shielding, you know, that those convenience stores have. The big plastic shields where you, like, put the money under the counter and all that shit.
Yep.
But
that's crazy to me that they need that. I mean, I understand why they need it in some places, but it's still just, like, makes my brain, like, explode whenever I think of that these people actually need to be enclosed in glass to save them from people.
Yeah.
Rather be caught with it than without it.
A different world, man.
Yeah, it is.
Especially you're just, like, a young person working for, like, fucking under $10 an hour at, like, a 24/7 store.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be the first person to say, take anything you want. Like, honestly, dude, don't shoot me and you can rob the shit out of this place. No job is worth me getting shot in the face.
Oh, you hear stories.
Most places will fire you if you try any, like, heroics.
Yeah.
As they should. But there's always that idiot that wants to try. Like, a group of kids comes in, and they're, like, stealing candy. Hey, you kids! And it's, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah,
and kids are big these days, man. Yeah. Like, you see, like, kids who are, like, 13 who would fucking give you a good tussle.
Yeah. Especially if there's, like, 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah. They'll swarm you.
Yep.
Yeah, when I was actually down in Costa Rica outside the banks, there was just... couple guys with machine guns outside of the bank.
Like, that would probably make me more uncomfortable than comfortable.
You know, it really didn't make me feel uncomfortable at all. Like, I was like, these guys, like, I've been walking the streets for a long time, and I haven't heard the gunshots, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
You know, and these dudes aren't going to shoot me, you know?
I just think it would flicker in my mind, like, you know,
guys kind of machine guns?
Yeah, throw me away a little bit. Two guys that are holding machine guns.
Well, I mean, you're in a place where that kind of thing is necessary.
Yeah.
So you should be kind of a little alarmed at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than they have like a machete in a hand and like a chain with a hyena on it. On the other have you seen those pictures before?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. People that keep hyenas as pets, they just have chains wrapped around their muzzles.
Actually, speaking of people that spend money on
stupid pets,
on stupid pets and random shit, we dug up a story on Nicolas Cage and what he's been spending his money on. He made over $38 billion in the summer of 2007-2008.
Was that billion?
$38 million.
I thought you said billion. I was like, Jesus, Nicolas Cage.
I know, he's not a good actor. How is he making this fucking money?
I don't know.
Yeah. Lucky guy. But he just recently filed a $20 million lawsuit against his former business manager, alleging that the manager had failed to file taxes and put him on the road towards financial ruin. But then when you read the stuff that he spends his money on, you kind of wonder, did you put yourself on the road to financial ruin?
You may have been spending a little crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anybody that has a pet octopus, that's just insane to me.
And why would you... A pet octopus is probably, like, the worst pet you could have. I think anything that you just keep in a tank of water is shit, first of all.
Yeah.
I can respect people who do the aquarium thing. Like, it's kind of cool. You know, they build the scenery, they get cool fish, whatever. But a fucking octopus?
It's like having a pet moth.
Like, what do you do?
Is it really his pet?
Except at least a moth, I don't know, is...
It's going to fly towards the light.
Yeah, it'll fly around and be pretty. An octopus just looks stupid, and when you go to touch it, it shoots ink in your eyes.
True.
And it has suctiony tentacles. You can't hug it
or
pet it. It's not fun to pet. It's just slimy.
You can own an octopus, but I wouldn't really call an octopus a pet ever.
Unless you call its name and actually comes to the side of the tank and smiles at you.
It jumps off and slithers around and brings you a
Coke. If you can pet it, then it's a pet.
Or if you can train it to like sit on your shoulder.
Deep.
That would
outside
be awesome.
Of water, you can have like an octopus on your shoulder.
Well, see, if it does that, you have to call it a parrot.
It's not an octopus anymore.
Anyways,
no matter how many limbs it has.
There's some other stuff he had there.
Yeah, it says, among his purchases were several yachts, a jet, a castle, over 50 cars, over $1 million worth of comic books, including like the first appearance of Superman, several mansions, two islands.
Wait, I just want to back up on the several mansions. Where it said several mansions... Including one in New Orleans. Then in brackets it says that may or may not be haunted.
Yeah.
It's just like, for some reason to me, that like adds a lot of credibility to it. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That might be haunted. That's
why he bought it.
Yeah.
And also on it is real shrunken heads and a $500,000 Lamborghini once owned by an Iran fucking super official.
Shah
of Iran.
Couldn't help but notice that you said castle.
Yeah, he has he a owns castle.
A castle.
Where the fuck is that?
That's where he keeps his octopus.
In the moat outside, the octopus just swims around so nobody can get in.
It's actually the giant kraken.
Off the bridge.
It's the kraken of mythical lore. People come to visit, and the tentacle just comes up and grabs them and fucking pulls them into the abyss.
Oh, it's not an octopus. And then it comes fucking peeking out.
With this little bird beak that actually goes, purr, purr.
Like a fur baby.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Nicolas Cage is like an evil wizard with his...
Well, he's an evil actor, and I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, he's a fucking pathetic actor. Has anyone ever seen him act well?
I can't say. I'm sure he was in one or two good movies.
Like,
what are his earlier on ones? Let's go back to the beginning. He must be in some good movies.
I don't even remember. Tell you. Like,
I mean, I enjoyed Gone in 60 Seconds, but it wasn't his acting that made me enjoy it.
Master P was in that. Percy Miller.
It's because they were stealing cool cars and shit.
Yeah, it's because the movie was decent.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know of any movie that his acting improved the movie.
Did anyone see Ghost Rider? I never saw that.
No, I didn't.
But
even
I heard
watching
it was absolutely horrendous. Like, just the
worst. If your character turns into a skeleton that's face starts on fire and rides a motorcycle and whips chains, it better be a good movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You should be able to pull that off.
He was an 8mm. That movie was good.
Was he good in it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
No.
That's the question. Like, it can be a good movie, but was it because of him?
Yeah, but that was in the 90s.
Yeah,
maybe in the 90s.
And obviously his last name is Coppola. You know, he's related to the Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, his real name is Nicholas Coppola. He's a mafia guy. You know, that's why he has so much money. He didn't get into acting because he's talented. He got in because he's a part of the mob.
And
he's a made man.
And that's why he spends like $300,000 on a dinosaur skull.
Yeah. And
why would you change your name from Coppola?
Because he wanted to, he didn't want to be in the shadow of Francis Ford, who, hey, guess what, is 100 million times better than
him. So, you're basically saying he knows that he's not a really great actor, so he had to change his name so it wouldn't
Haunt so he could work his way up. But guess what? He's still not a great actor. And somehow he still makes millions.
Yeah, that's the thing. He does make a ton of money, so props to him for doing that.
I think we have proof that he's not a very good actor.
Yeah. I think we do, too. I think we might have a couple clips.
There's this clip from him in The Wicker Man, which... Have any of you seen this movie?
No.
I haven't seen it, but just from the clips I've seen, it looks absolutely ridiculous. So you guys got... This one, we'll have it on the site, on YouTube. It's Nicolas Cage punches a woman whilst... Or do you say it whilst?
Whilst
wearing a bear suit.
Oh, and Chariots of Fire plays.
Is Chariots of Fire actually in the movie?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that'd be ridiculous.
I have no context for this scene, just watching this.
Okay, we're about halfway through now.
So we see a bear running in the woods.
It runs up to a princess. And then punches
oh my god.
He slugs her.
It punches her in the face.
He punches a woman.
So, okay, so that was just ridiculous.
What the fuck went... What is... Has anyone seen this movie?
No. I'm pretty sure we should watch this.
Maybe this is why he's rich. Because his role in a bear suit while punching women is fucking terrific.
Maybe that's, we should watch that sometime soon. And then some podcast we can kind of...
Rip on the Wicker Man?
Yeah, we can rip on the Wicker Man a bit.
Sounds good to me.
There's one more clip from it called simply Not the Bees. And this has been killing me for like the past week.
Yeah.
Not the bees! Ah! I'm losing my eyes!
That's so bad. And they go to the side shot. What it is him with a cage over his head and
they're
pouring
bees in. Yeah, it's like a
fencing
uniform almost.
Yeah.
And they just dump bees in
They dump bees in to torture him. And that's a perfect example of just bad acting. Like, yeah. It sounds like he's just reading it. Not the bees! Ah! But for some reason, he's like...
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do when your face is being... Hey, maybe it is good acting. I've never had my face
exactly.
fucking raped by
a
beehive.
He's a terrific beef sting face actor. That's what he has on his resume. He's like, they were going around looking for somebody to get stung in the face a bunch of times. Like, how would you do that? I do it like this. Not the bees! And they were like, you, my friend.
You are the one.
Can you imagine running a screenplay? It takes you years and years. You pour your heart out into it. And then after take, you get to watch Nicolas Cage just brutalize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like crying.
Unless
the whole
they used real bees, that would be pretty sweet. I'd do that scene over and over and over and over.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, we got to do it one more time. He can't even talk.
Not the bees.
His face has just swelled up.
That was actually a real, like, a take. That wasn't part of the movie. No, you're not going to put bees in my helmet, are you? Not the bees.
Oh. Oh, my.
Terrible.
Yeah, so he also has a couple king cobras and, like Dev said, a pet octopus.
And he bought an antidote serum just in case. Like, is it worth buying an animal when you have to buy something like that just in case?
So, yeah. Normally if you buy a poisonous animal, you buy them, like, with their poison glands taken out kind of thing.
Exactly. So
he buys a serum from, a witch doctor in Africa.
He's doing it wrong, guys.
It's just rhinoceros cum in a flask from some fucking
doctor. He's been drinking it. He actually has to drink it every day just in case.
He probably bought the snake just in case the octopus gets out.
Or maybe he fights.
Good idea. Yeah. Octopus versus snake fight. That would be good to see.
So I haven't skipped over the rhino cum yet. He's just sitting there drinking rhino cum all the time. That's funny to me, guys. Nicolas Cage drinking rhino cum, that's funny to me.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Speaking of dudes spending money on things that make them fucking different and special, former Chicago Cubs slugger. Chicago Cubs. I don't watch baseball.
He's a clubber.
They look
I guess.
Like a club full of guys that are playing baseball. Chicago Cubs.
And they
Chicago
swing
Cubs.
They swing clubs.
Yep, it's true.
So that's why you said clubs. That's what your mind was.
Actually, no, it was Cubs and Slugger put together. It was hard. I'm not a good talker. Give me a break.
I accept you for who you are.
But anyways, a new picture has been circulating showing him with lighter skin tone than what fans might remember. He's a Dominican dude, and he was at the Latin Grammys, and his skin isn't a tone lighter. His skin is fucking white.
He is white. And they're saying that it was a skin rejuvenation, which I don't think that's what rejuvenated skin should look like if you're a black man.
Yeah, really.
Is turning white. That's probably bad.
Check out how healthy my skin has gotten. What? You're pale. Your color's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's part of the cleansing. I don't want to be black no more. Cleanse me. Make me a white person.
That's what I was thinking. Like, is there some... I wonder if there's going to come out. Like, there's some weird story. Like, was he beat as a kid black. And just...
Probably Mormon now, eh?
You know? He's going to be Mormon.
I wonder if he's any worse at baseball now that he's white. He can't run as fast. He can't hit home runs anymore.
He's just going to grow a gut and become a pitcher.
Yep.
Because that's what most pitchers are, just fat white guys
maybe
with mullets and mustaches.
Do some gardening and cook some parsnips. Or what do we say? Casserole. Last week? Casserole, yeah.
Casserole with chips on top.
Yeah.
So, fucking awful.
You got to see this picture of him, though. It's kind of jarring.
Yeah, it is.
I want to.
It
put actually his head
looks
in
like
jar.
A white dude, though.
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't
yeah.
just look like a black dude who's white.
It's basically like Michael man. Jackson, but it happened instantly. Like he went from a black guy playing baseball to a white guy at the Latin Grammys.
So I'd like to know: does he still play baseball?
I don't think he
God,
does.
No, he'd be retired years ago.
I mean, if you're playing baseball, you're out in the sun basically every day.
Yep.
Consistently. Yep. So I'd like to know what he looks like. Really tanned now.
Maybe
like
that's what it was. Sammy Sosa was never black. He was just really tanned.
Well, some people, stopped. Whenever they tan up, they look really, really dark. Like get a really dark complexion. Other people that's don't true. At all.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know how much of that is just a tan. How
the
much
funny
is,
thing is,
he's been playing WoW.
Like, he's not getting any sun.
Yeah.
The thing to me though is just. He's not acting shocked by it at all, which is what makes me think there must be something up. He's like, oh, gee, I went to get my skin rejuvenated. And he says, it's not as bad as it looks in the picture. When you see me in real life, you'll realize it's not as bad. But I'm like okay,
that dude, could be true, too.
No, not that bad. Like, I'm a high yellow type of dude. Like, I know I look lighter in some pictures.
Yeah.
But he's a way blacker than I am.
Yeah.
And just to see that much of a jump in blackness, like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
And he says when you see him in real life, like, okay, Sammy, next time I see you, you're going to be darker. Like, how often do you guys see Sammy Sosa? Maybe you guys see him all the time. I don't.
I'm best friends with him, man.
Okay, Dad
does. It'll come out next week that he's changed his name to Chet.
Yeah.
His name is Chet
Wellington.
He has a sweater vest or a sweater wrapped around his neck.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll be the rich dude in the front row at baseball games.
Wait, Luke,
I certainly do enjoy this.
Yeah. Didn't you see a dude like that?
God. I was at work and I see this guy and he walks by with his sweater. It was like a pastel sweater to make it even worse, tied around his neck. And I look up from what I'm doing and our eyes meet and I immediately smirk like, wow, this guy is a fucking pair of clown shoes. So I look away and he just kind of like furrowed his brow like, what's your problem? So I look down, but then this is running in my mind. So I have to look back up like, did I really see that? That guy looks ridiculous. I look up again and he's still staring at me. And then I go, again, I look away. So I look like a total asshole. But not
really.
As much of him
as
him,
because
he looked like a total asshole.
He's the total asshole.
Who does that? Like, and it's like wintertime in Nova Scotia. You're not in like fucking Fort Lauderdale playing tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
You asshole.
That's true.
Your fucking pastel sweater.
That's Fort Lauderdale dress code.
Oh, and he's like walking with his hands in his pockets too. Like, he just looked smarmy. He looked like an ad. He looked like a fucking ad.
Hey,
maybe that's where he came from. He came from doing like an ad shoot.
A photo shoot for Sears.
Yeah, he goes home and he changes into like jogging pants and a basketball jersey. You're just a fucking dick, Luke.
I'm just mean.
Stop being so judgmental. Okay. Having said that, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
Well, that was quite a break, guys.
Oof. Wow.
Man.
We braided each other's hair.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You look good.
You look really nice, John.
Thanks, dude.
You look good, Luke.
Those cornrows make you look a little more gangster.
All of us have like inch and a half long hair.
Yeah, that's it. And inch and a half long.
How foolish penises. Would it actually be if we got our hair braided with fucking beads in it? Like, there's nothing I hate more than when I'm looking at pictures on Facebook of people. And, like, I'm sorry, but white people, you just look really dumb with braids. Like, you see pictures of white girls in, like, Cancun, and they're, like, always hugging a super black man, and he's always wearing Speedos, and he has a monstrous dick, and they're like, here's my picture with UJ, or something like that.
Yeah.
And
he was awesome.
Yeah. And he probably fucking drilled your little white ass.
Yeah.
And they always have the hair with the beads in it, and they just look stupid.
Yeah. At university, like, after spring break, there would always be, like, half a dozen people with, like, two or three dreadlocks.
Ugh.
But they paid some like poor woman to like put in their hair.
Yeah. I just want to pull the fucking beads out of their heads, like just grab their hair and pull down so all the beads come out and just throw them in their fucking eye like it's fairy dust. Cut it out.
I think that's fair.
Sorry.
Oh, not at all, violent.
Now I'm all riled up.
Get that off your chest, Luke.
We're gonna have to wrestle after the podcast to get the energy out.
Do some wrestling.
But then we'd end up some killing wrestling. Each other.
Yeah, we might kill each other.
And we'd end up at a funeral, but you know, something awkward might happen at a funeral. We found this story where this dude basically, he was in a car crash. There was a fire. He got burnt alive. his family identified him, and then they were at his funeral, and he heard about his own funeral, and he went to it, and it turns out that the family identified him wrong, and he walked in on his own funeral.
How hard must that be? You identify the wrong guy, and like, you're all upset, but then you're like, oh, phew, it wasn't our son. But then some other poor family is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they found the other person shortly after that, after, like, a guy was missing for a while. So, I don't know. That's pretty funny. Like, you'd be like, he's dead. Everyone's sad. Then all of a sudden, it says in the article, when the bricklayer got word of his funeral, he showed up at the Funeraria Rana das Colinas funeral home Monday morning. So, basically, he just was like, he heard about his funeral, and he just went.
Rather than calling people and saying,
or do anything, he's just like,
I would do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
You would have
your
to.
Your best friend could be up there and being like, I never liked this guy. He was a complete ass. Just being a complete dick. And you walk in and be like, shit.
Better yet, you can climb in the coffin beforehand, then pop out and go,
surprise.
You'd have to set up some intro music and a fog machine to back.
That would be the best comeback ever.
You actually come up off a platform like the Brood from WWE.
Hot Gangrel.
Hire a few people and do like the Thriller dance. You're walking in.
Oh my god, that'd be inappropriate.
How bad would it be though if he walked in and someone was just like, zombie! Fucking blew his head off.
Poor guy.
They just flamethrowed him.
They did that in Zombieland. You guys gotta watch that.
I haven't seen that yet. That's thanks for ruining it though. Fuck.
You don't know the... You know,
you wrecked it.
Reasoning behind it. So
I just wanted a reason. I just wanted a reason to say fuck.
Just as a part of a side note to the story, some of his family members that were at the funeral tried to jump out of the windows when they saw him walk in because they thought he was like a ghost.
That must have been Mexico or something.
Brazil.
Oh yeah, and wasn't it happening like around a time of the year where they celebrate?
Yeah, it was the Day of the Dead.
That's Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what you were Halloween. Talking about when we were talking about Halloween the other day. Remember, you were saying there was different festivals.
On the podcast,
yeah.
Imagine having dinner later that night. Like, you assholes can't identify me at all.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? I live with you for 2,000 years.
It's just a quiet dinner. You just hear the silverware. He's like, so you guys, and then it just goes off in this big conversation that none of them want to have. He doesn't have shit anymore. Gave it all away.
Yeah, your will already went through, so all of your stuff technically belongs to us now. You own nothing.
So then he commits suicide, and they don't feel as bad, because they were grieving anyway, so it's not as much of a shock. They're just like, oh.
They don't even have another funeral.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We already did it.
We already had one.
Hey, it's you. Then who's in the urn?
Uh-oh. Someone's been...
It's like someone's pot stash.
Incinerated.
Oh, okay.
But didn't the real family like come and actually like find him or something?
What?
Like the family of the actual dead person?
Oh, the guy who was actually dead.
Like claim him?
Yeah. After this all happened.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like there's like a dead body over there that nobody knows who it is.
Jokes on them.
They're just like, oh, we don't know who the fuck this guy is, so they just kick it over and party.
Yeah.
They just leave
free
his body.
Free body. Still alive. Free body. Free body.
Stick a sign in it, like stood it at the curb.
They start dancing with it and stuff. Look at him. He's hitting himself.
It turns into Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Except it's Weekend at Miguel's because it's in fucking Los Floros, wherever it was.
Polaroids. With the fucking corpse.
With the dead guy.
He's got a birthday hat on. Be? It's his death birthday.
That would be quite a funeral.
It would be a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So speaking of people that...
funeral.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Putting the fun back in funeral would be that man. So speaking of people that died in but didn't come back, unfortunately, there's no happy ending to this one.
But we laugh anyway because we're nice fellows.
Somebody died.
A Pennsylvania man has pleaded guilty to accidentally starting a fire that killed his bedridden mother by using a lighter to get a cat to come out of hiding. 26-year-old Chad Lever of Slatington pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter Monday and was sentenced to probation. Basically, he was trying to get a cat out from behind his mother's bed, and he was using a lighter, and he used to flick it to try to get it out. He lit the bed on fire, and then he went in the other room. And
he just didn't realize?
He didn't realize.
Accident on my balls.
Dude, I don't know. You can do a better job.
They're saying it was accidental in the reports.
Lever told the police he flickered the lighter behind his mother's bed on February 3rd to scare the cat. He said he's done it many times before. The cat never appeared, so Lever left the room to look elsewhere. Lever then heard his mother screaming. He tried to save her, but couldn't. She later died.
Wow.
That's so bad. How stupid do you have to be to do that?
I mean, a I lighter know, behind guys. A bed. I mean, a bed's got so much dust and crap behind there. And yeah. Like, just, it's, that'd be the worst possible place to use a lighter. Like, well, John's got a laser for a reason.
Yeah, really. Laser pointer. Get that cat out of there quicker than you can say. Yeah,
like, the fabric under a bed?
Yeah.
That shit would just burst in the flame.
And your bedridden mother is on top. Yeah. She can't get out of the bed that you're lighting a fucking flame under.
It must have just looked like a pyre. He just turned around and sees her screaming and fucking writhing in agony. With and it's just... like
a
it's like
fiery
a,
bed.
Yeah, it's like the Salem witch trials.
It seems suspicious to me. 26-year-old guy lives with his mom.
She is Lou Gehrig's.
He's bedridden.
He has to look after her. He yeah. probably just fucking every time he hears her voice.
I'm lighting you on
Can
fire,
Can you get
bitch.
Me some water?
Just ends tonight.
Yeah. Or maybe he was just stupid, which makes it funny,
Starts
too.
Starts with the cat.
You just picture him under the bed like, here, kitty, kitty. Oh, I'm going to get this kitty out with my fire. It doesn't seem to be working. And then I'm going to go get some kitty toys. And then he goes away and he turns around and hears, whoosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, God. Oh, what do I do? Oh, gee, ma. Oh.
I done burned up my mama.
I done burned up my mama. Trying to get my kitty cat out of under the bed.
Imagine explaining that to the police officers. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, God. All right, listen, I'm only saying this once. I was chasing the cat, and I burnt my mom. That's it.
That's the whole story.
That's it.
Basically, I was starting fires.
You know what? The worst thing about this is that all the jokes we make is not as funny as the actual thing that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When no, I found this story, I was like, we have to at least tell people this story, you know?
Yeah, because that
it's
in itself is...
breathtaking.
Dev, what is funny about...
the circumstances around him doing this.
Innocent woman, like, can't move.
That
burns
Devin's
alive.
To me.
Devin, oh, Devin
moves this guy. That's
Devin's fucking, cruel heart comes out.
The woman dying is awful, but the circumstances around her dying are just so ridiculous.
Lou Gehrig's
that you
disease.
Cannot help but laugh.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig
can't
was a
move,
baseball
but
player,
she can still feel yeah. everything.
Which, by the way, is having a disease named after you really that good of a thing? Like, think about Down syndrome. That's named after a guy whose last name was Downs. So that's like, what a legacy to have.
Yeah. Everyone that shares your name is a fucking retard.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's the worst ever. I wouldn't want that named after me.
Like, Luke was stupid, so everyone that's stupid will call Luke from now on. It's like, great, thanks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They have small dicks. You have fucking Derek disease.
Yeah. We just go back and forth like this. Oh, yeah, well, Luke's a fucking jerk, so they call everyone Luke.
If you have a really small dick, but really huge balls. Yeah. Like really big balls.
Yeah.
You're all
It looks
sack.
Like a set of headphones with the headphone plug in between. Or a tank rolling towards someone.
Holy shit.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh my.
So, you know what lighter flicks don't scare?
What don't they scare?
God. And turtles. Which
and turtle
are
gods.
Actually...
Might scare a turtle.
No, I
you
don't
wouldn't
think
notice
so. I think
if
a turtle
it did.
Be totally fine.
If it did scare a turtle, you wouldn't notice because turtles are fucking idiots. They
Their reaction time
always
is
look stupid and they walk slow.
Why can't even see fire?
No.
But yeah, I mean, you know, God is a turtle, so...
It's true.
We
Hundreds
have
of poor Hindu poor Hindu villagers in eastern India have refused to hand over a rare turtle to authorities, saying it's an incarnation of God. Villagers are chanting hymns and carrying garlands, bowls of rice, and are pouring into from local areas to a temple in Kendraparzaki. Cricket, cricket. Okay, sorry. A coastal district between Orissa State. Anyway, long story short. They won't give the turtle back to the police because they think it's God.
So first of all, is it a big turtle or is it just a little turtle?
It's like, depends on how big you think. I don't know. What's your turtle size meter?
Big is like Galapagos.
It's all relative, man.
Fucking those giant turtles that save
it's like,
people
It's
at
like
sea.
A medium-sized pizza.
Okay. And about as delicious, probably.
And just about as delicious.
Because turtles
the
oh
reason
my God,
think it's
turtle pizza. That would be awesome.
Turtle soup, because you could just have it in its own shell.
We're doing a Ninja Turtles like story without even actually talking about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So the reason I think it's God is because the shell has like this sacred symbol on it.
Okay.
Actually it says...
Wait. So you're saying that it's basically the equivalent of seeing Jesus' face in toast?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Great.
There's so many sacred symbols out there that you're bound to just see them
see
in different things.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Devin, the veins on your fucking toes... are the holy symbol of Halakhelemar.
Yeah, exactly. So I knew that for a while now, actually.
Yeah. So now we have to worship your feet. You just sit back in a lazy boy with your foot up on a stool, and we take turns sucking on it.
There's a picture floating around the internet of like a dog's like asshole, and it looks like Jesus.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. Any more than like whenever you see a picture of a door that looks like Jesus, it looks way more like Jesus than that.
The asshole does. Like, when that dog dies, they're just gonna stuff it and just fucking. It's gonna be facing away from the choir, not paying attention because its asshole is more attentive than it is. This stupid dog.
You have to go at the funeral of the dog. They'll walk up. They'll lift a tail and kiss the asshole gently.
Oh. That's the new thing for the church.
It's yeah,
just a dog's asshole.
At communion, they have the wine just spraying out as a stream out of the dog's asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You pump it with the tail.
Blood of Christ.
Yeah. But anyways, it says, Adam and villagers have refused to give up the reptile, saying the turtle bears holy symbols on its back and is an incarnation of Lord Jagannath, a popular Hindu deity. Lord Jagannath has visited our village in the form of a turtle. We will not allow anyone to take this turtle away.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
There's Jesus in a dog's
asshole. We just found
asshole.
The picture of
Jesus. Doesn't it?
Yeah, we're posting
it does,
that up.
It does.
It's Jesus on a dog's butt.
Wow.
Tell me it isn't.
It is. Who was the person that noticed that? Were they just like sitting there?
Staring at their dog's asshole like...
Thinking about whether to like plow Jesus. It.
Slowly unzipping his pants. He's like, wait a minute.
That's how God shows up to stop people from doing terrible things. Sometimes he has to show up in weird places. This poor dog was about to get his ass pounded and Jesus is like, oh God, I gotta get down there. He just like snaps his fingers and turns into the dog's ass.
Like Jesus doesn't get to pick where he appears.
He just gets sent there.
He wanted to walk in and tell him not to do it, but instead he turned into a dog's asshole.
That would be too obvious, my son. Oh my god.
So the police are trying to get the turtle away because you're not allowed to keep turtles like as a pet for over a year.
It's but, like an exotic turtle, isn't it? Like a rare...
Yeah, it is. But they think the turtle is God, so I don't think they're going to be mistreating this turtle. They're probably going to be like pampering this turtle.
No, look what happened to Jesus. Parker got strung up.
That's true.
That's true.
Maybe they're going to put the turtle on a cross.
And the thing is, like, a turtle would make a really shitty god.
Yeah.
Like, it's slow, it has a stupid face, it has a stupid neck, and all you have to do to stop a turtle is pick it up, turn it upside down, and fucking punch it in the belly, or just stab it with a pencil, and it's fucking and it's fucking done.
But at the same time, it's not going to be like it's going to be telling people to kill other people. So that's good.
I mean, if all it does is, like, sit on a really elaborate pillow all day and, like, eat something...
And you know it is. You know it's sitting on a pillow. And they're just bringing it jewels. Like, it says they're poor. They could probably be rich, but they're just giving this turtle stuff. The turtle's like, all right.
You know...
Eats it.
Yes. We could build a luxury set of condos here with that diamond jewel. Yeah, but the turtle god needs it for his ring.
That's all the turtle eats.
A turtle ring.
Yeah.
Its shell's just encrusted with a whole bunch of friggin', like...
Yeah, it's like a bedazzler. Or a dazzler, whatever they're called. Those things that you get where you stick
them
in.
The rhinestones?
Rhinestones, yeah. You decorate the turtle.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. It's pretty.
Somebody's definitely going to eat that turtle to like, gain its power.
You get drunk one night and eat the god.
Yeah.
At least they're believing in something that they can actually see and hold. So, I mean, as much as we make fun of it, it's not as silly as just believing in, like, some shit that people believe in.
Yeah.
It is there.
Not mentioning any...
Human decency.
Yeah. We're not... Yeah. I mean, not don't want to say any names out there. Or nothing. That's a shitty god. A turtle.
And it'd be a really slow god, too. So it would be, like, take a while to get places.
Yeah, it would never get there.
Yeah, it would take a while to get to, probably, Korea. Because that's where our next woman needed God. On her 950th try, passing her driver's test.
So she has...
been like 90.
She was really... Does it say how old she was?
It says a woman in South Korea who tried to pass the written exam for a driver's license with near daily attempts since April 2005 has finally succeeded on her 950th time. The aspiring driver spent more than $4,200 in application fees, but until now had failed to score the minimum of 60 out of a possible 100 points. Bitch, are you crazy?
I did the math on that. That's less than $4 a test.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking here, it's like 60 or 70 bucks.
Jesus. Yeah, but how many fucking...
She probably got the discount.
Korean drivers.
Yeah, really.
Discount for a driver's test.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard this story. Like, okay, three strikes. She's old.
Oh, yeah.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
And she's Asian.
That's true.
So there goes all our old Asian woman listeners.
Yeah, she's going to be in the news shortly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She fucking
for dying today.
Definitely.
Drives through school.
Yeah, like who trusts a woman that took 950 tries?
Who trusts a woman? Period. Yeah,
that's true.
Who trusts a woman?
Can you imagine the people at the DMV or whatever they have over there? They've got like a little card that's like your 10th time's free, like handed to her. It's like no one ever
gets it punched.
Every time she comes, you know, they just like, oh, this fucking old bitch is here again.
Yeah.
And her name is, what is it? Cha Sasoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that name.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. That's all I had on that. She passed with a 60.
Yeah.
She passed with what is it could have been a fail mark. They should have probably failed her again.
Well, after 949 times, they were like, all right, you're good. Go ahead. You're safe. You know, like, I don't think that lady's safe. I think in 950 times, odds are you should pass, even if you're fucking stupid.
Although, I mean, if she had passed with like a 90 on the 950th time, then I would have thought something was
cheater.
Up. You're passing with like just enough to get by, that's what you expect after 950 tries.
She stopped playing StarCraft enough to actually study the book.
If you fail 925 times, it's just brand you in the face with a big no.
Yeah.
Big failure. One on your chest, too, that says failure. Just so people know. His husband goes to make love to her and he pulls off her awful Chinese blouse. Korean blouse. It says failure right on her tits.
Oh, God.
Failure on an old Korean woman.
It says fail on one and you're on the other one. She mushes them together because they're so saggy and misshapen.
He's like, I don't read English. What the fuck?
What does that say?
So it doesn't bother her. She thinks it's kind of cool. But she needed her license because she sells vegetables and she wanted to be able to deliver them. And if you look at the picture of her on the website, she's happy as can
be. She hot?
No. She's not. Korean woman.
She's probably missing some teeth.
Yeah.
So how about you guys? Does everyone... Who has their driver's license here?
I don't.
I do.
I do.
I don't either.
I took
obviously, I do. I mean, you know, driver.
You're the wheel... Devin's the wheel man.
He's the wheel man.
He's like a transporter. The transporter. Rule number one, don't change the rules or don't change the package. I'm sorry, guys. I went to transporter speak. You guys are looking at me like...
I've never seen the transporter.
No, I've seen the movie. I was just waiting for the quote.
The punchline. There's no punchline. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry.
Rule number one was don't change the station.
No, it was don't change
No, that's Rush Hour.
Don't you ever touch a black man's radio. That's true. Let's just talk about Rush Hour. Fuck it.
Sure. Yeah. We're done now.
Rest of the podcast dedicated to Rush Hour.
My friend's mom is... stupid about Rush Hour.
Really?
Like, her favorite movie of all time was like Rush Hour 3.
Three? Out of all three of them, her favorite one is the third one?
Well, she doesn't have a very good memory, so.
Oh, she just remembers the last one.
The
she
most
watched.
Recent of everything she does is her favorite. Yeah. I think I like spaghetti. I think it's my favorite meal. And she like fucking has dessert. You know what? I think I like cake the best. So I eat cake every time from now on. That stupid old bitch. I hope she's not listening.
Fucking karate chopper across her throat.
I'm gonna be in trouble later.
Yeah.
Way I was listening to your podcast.
Yeah.
You said some awful things.
I'm never listening to it again.
Just awful.
I always find it funny when that's what like older women say. When you say something bad, it's always you said some awful things. It's always awful.
Yeah.
Those were
awful
things.
Full of awe.
Yeah. She was shocked. She just went, oh my heavens.
I sent a...
Lord Almighty.
I sent a message to all the Red Matter Facebook group members.
Yeah.
And I had some swearing
There's
or something.
There's a Red Matter Facebook group?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can find us
what?
On there.
What?
There is. John but anyway, I sent it out, and there's... I said some swear words or something vulgar, and I got a message from like someone's grandmother saying, I'm not going to listen or watch anything you guys do because you have a potty mouth. And I was like, good. I was like, you're old. You shouldn't be watching this. This is horrible
she
for you.
She got out easy, yeah?
You know, like, so. I don't watch Days of Our Lives or Coronation Street or fucking whatever they watch. Like,
lost our whole audience now.
The Grand Old Opry or whatever. Like, you know, we all have our own shit that we watch.
She doesn't watch. She just listens to CBC Radio. That's all her fucking senses can handle, probably.
Deep down, she really enjoys the podcast.
To ever shit on CBC Radio again.
You're listening to CBC Radio. Yeah. That's all I
got. You're not really listening to it. No. So, speaking of
Asian
people and cuisine, we weren't talking about cuisine, but whatever.
Whatever.
There's hundreds of amateur sushi chefs in the University of California got their hands fishy Sunday as they assembled a 330-foot California roll. University spokeswoman says Sunday's rice and seaweed monstrosity is the largest of its kind ever rolled, surpassing the 300-foot California roll made in Hawaii in 2001.
I just want to say, first of all, like, this whole making really big things, I think it's fucking stupid.
Yep.
And it's very rare that I'm impressed when, in Colorado, they made the world's largest pizza, and then it just shows this big pizza that looks like shit.
It doesn't
they're all just
require,
standing around.
Like,
it's like,
expertise. It requires a fucking stupid brain and a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, I could collect a lot of pennies in the rest of my life and maybe have the world's biggest penny.
It's worse when it's food, because it's basically just like, fuck you, Africa, we're throwing away food by the barrel.
Yeah, really. It's sushi, too.
They should just drop it off. Just hire a bunch of helicopters to pick up the sushi and just fucking drop it in fucking Libya.
Then they'd probably bite it and be like, what the fuck are you guys eating?
It's terrible. Yeah.
Sushi?
They go back to eating whatever they eat, which is disgusting to us.
But it's so big, it's like, it must be rotting before they're even done making it.
Yeah, it has to be.
Underbelly of buzzard.
Well, what I found funny about it is that they said, like, the last X number of feet was made out of, like, tofu to satisfy the vegetarian crowd or whatever.
Fuck,
and it's
the
like,
vegetarian
it's
crowd.
Still one big sushi thing. So technically, they could be eating, like, something that has meat in it.
It says the students used 200 pounds of rice, 80 pounds of avocado, 80 pounds of cucumber. Well, that's a lot of fucking cucumber. And 180 pounds of fish. I wonder if they just went out and found one gigantic cucumber, or if they used a bunch of little ones. What do you think, guys?
That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, it would totally throw off the flavor if you mixed cucumber.
Yeah, you can't alternate cucumber flavors.
That's sushi sin, I believe.
I hate sushi. It's so disgusting. I don't get it. First of all, the whole texture thing. Like, I'm a big texture person with food.
Yeah.
And, like, you take a bite into sushi, and you're getting grains of rice, like, sneaking down your throat. Yeah. They're caught in your
wrapped
teeth.
In seaweed, so you've got to chew the shit out of that.
Yeah, and you've got cucumber that's, like, crunching, and just fucking, it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much going on.
I've never had sushi, and it's something that I don't really plan on eating.
Well, it's worth trying, just so you know what it's about.
Just
but,
so
like,
you know it's shit.
I wouldn't race out there and try it right away.
And a lot of people that eat it, not everyone, because I've said this before and I've pissed people off, but a lot of people that eat that shit, something about it just seems almost pretentious
fucking
or something to it.
Tired.
Like, I've got to have my. If I don't have my sushi today, I'm just not me.
Like anyone needs their sushi that bad.
No, I don't. Not very many people eat sushi every day, but most people eat sushi, like at restaurants and stuff.
No, I know some people who eat a lot of sushi, and I don't know, maybe they just like sushi. Maybe I'm just an asshole. Probably, yes, I am. But I don't get the sushi thing at all. Really? I can't believe that people can like something like that so much.
Originally, when I like first started eating it, like because you know I've just been around crowds that have gone to sushi places.
You probably eat a lot of that, right? Like lately, eh?
Sushi?
Yeah.
No.
Chinese people.
That's Chinese.
Different.
Sushi is Japanese.
They're all the same to me.
That's true.
What? I don't fucking know the difference between them fellas.
But to finish my story,
I'm just kidding.
Fucking jerk.
I love you all.
You said
on with it.
Go on with it, you fucking Harold.
No, I'm not going to anymore.
Yeah, you horse Harold.
You ruined the moment. I don't even know what I was saying anymore. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, the first time I tried it, I took a bite out of a sushi. Like, I had a sushi roll, and I took a bite out of half of it, and
you're slapped in the face for that, weren't you?
And people are just like, you're supposed to put the whole thing in. And I'm like, really?
That's what she said.
Oh, that's what she said. Oh.
And it still tasted like shit. I put the whole thing in next time, and I almost gagged on a fucking big piece of shit.
Now it tastes twice as bad.
Yeah.
Before it was half as bad.
It's swallow it easy.
It's the seaweed that gets to me. Like, if they replaced the seaweed with, like, spinach or something, I think that'd be pretty good.
I just think it looks gross, and it comes in those stupid trays, and then you look at the price tag, it's like, oh, this is reasonable. Fucking $10 for 6 rolls of shit.
Yeah. Especially if you actually, like, are kind of healthy and you eat fish to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You'd kind of rather just make fish and have something else with it.
And it comes with that awful wasabi sauce.
Oh, wasabi sauce is awful. Anyone who likes it is bad.
I just don't get sushi. It's one of those things I just don't get. And I know some people don't get certain things, but I fucking hate it and it's stupid. If anyone brings sushi to my house, I will fucking slap you in the face. Just a little one like that.
Yeah,
and I'll say, eat it outside. An insulting one.
Not a... like, I'm going to hurt you,
slap. And I'll say, fucking scram.
You need to have, like, a little leather glove sitting on your desk so you can just take it and slap in the face with it.
Whap, whap. And a little sign that says, no sushi.
Yeah.
I know a lot of girls that eat sushi.
Yeah.
So, Derek just smiles for some reason.
I don't know.
Is there a pussy joke there somewhere?
Probably.
Is that what it is? Somehow there is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, do you guys know what else smells like fish?
Go on.
Six-year-old girl's underpants.
Oh,
God. Jesus.
Wow. Wait.
Gotta say.
Six-year-old underpants?
Or six-year-olds.
Was not expecting that one.
That's not as offensive.
Our next story is about child porn, that was my segue.
Yeah, I knew we'd get there someday. There hasn't been any rape or child porn in this episode.
This was your story, wasn't it? When we got together to discuss stories, we all had like these silly ones, and John had like rape, an 11-year-old girl gets pregnant, sperm in this, you know, blah, 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 and that's coming up later. But like it was all like either sexual, rape, you know, this, that. So anyways, we're jumping into some.
Yeah, I was just going
we're jumping into some what?
Some rape.
All right.
Our podcast wouldn't be the same without a little bit of sexiness.
Hey, you said it one of the first episodes. The two hours of success.
Rape and racism.
Rape and racism.
Yeah. We don't say rape at least three times in every episode, we lose our funding.
What's that, John?
Yeah.
If we don't say rape at least three times in each episode, we're going to lose our funding.
Yeah. We get these terrible
We're sponsored
ads.
By like...
Yeah. We're sponsored by rape.
By like Kobe Bryant.
This podcast is...
So anyways, the story. Child porn. Of all sinister things that internet viruses do, this one might be the worst. Basically, it downloads child porn, and then you get in trouble for having child porn.
Doesn't it dial the police, too?
Yeah, it sends a message to the authorities.
After it downloads child porn on your computer.
Oh, this motherfucker has child porn on his computer. I know exactly where it is, too.
Imagine
that's a good virus. I hate clever. Viruses.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking the other day, like, why do people make viruses?
I know.
Do they make them just
to be a fucking
just
dick.
To be dicks? Because do you really get pleasure out of that? Like you're fucking some stranger's computer that you don't even get to see it happening. You're just making shit that
they have that
ruins
nerd
things.
Rage. Like,
yeah, there's three reasons people make viruses. Sometimes people make viruses that don't do any actual harm, just to see if they can do it, and then they see how far it spreads, just for kicks.
They test it. Oh no, it's getting out of control. I can't contain the virus.
Well, it's kind of douchey. I mean, they don't do anything but other than spread.
Okay.
And the main reason is for like financial reasons. Hey.
You don't do anything other than spread.
John's talking something serious here. Derek's just like, fuck it.
I think he had a mom joke or something for me, so we're even now. Until the next time it happens, which will probably be soon.
I'll slap you in the face.
Anyway, so the three reasons people make viruses.
Yeah, the second reason is once a bunch of computers are infected, the people who wrote the virus will like rent those infected computers to someone. Someone will be like, I need a bunch of spam sent. So the people who made the virus will get the infected computers to send the spam.
Okay.
So it's
just
kind
like,
of like
how people with AIDS can spread AIDS.
Yeah, but they get paid for it. And then the third reason is just to fuck people over, like just to be a dick.
Yeah,
it just doesn't seem like good reasons.
No,
well, there's been a couple times where things are happening on my computer, and I'm just like, if the guy that made this virus was in the room right now, I would beat the fucking piss out of him
with a claw end of a hammer. Like you'd have the hammer and you'd look at it and you go, wait a minute,
I'd spin
turn
it, around.
It around
exactly,
and fucking club him.
I might give him a couple pops with the other end after the claw side,
just so he gets a little frightened first, and then you turn it around, and he's like, oh shit, this is gonna get worse.
Yeah. It's going to get worse before it gets better, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them. But so I deleted the child porn off my computer, just for starters, just because I don't want to get caught.
Well, you should get that virus. You could excuse.
You know, I had to get rid of that.
Had to get rid of that shit right quick.
Yeah, because I didn't want them to catch me. I mean, with any more than necessary. I don't want to be locked up for life.
No, just a couple years maybe, at most.
Weird thing about child porn...
the weird thing. You mean
what's the weird thing?
The one weird thing that I don't really get. Like in the States, if you get arrested with child porn, you can go to jail for like way longer than if you actually raped a real kid.
Really?
That is fucked up.
So just for having it, it's
Like I mean, it's it adds up, right? So if you have like 10 pictures of child porn, you get like 10 accounts or 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you have. People usually have more than one picture, I would imagine.
They get bored of
it. So they like literally get life. Whereas if you rape a kid, you get like
Yeah, but if you
years.
Raped a kid on video and then put it on the internet, like you're displaying all the pictures for thousands to millions of people to see. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's bad, but that's different than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they always get like protective custody and shit too, which is, should they get it? You know, really?
No, they should be getting raped in jail.
Yeah. What's that?
It's usually parents and shit, who make that stuff.
Mm.
It's fucked up.
Whatever they get, they deserve. So I don't really don't care either way. I mean, it's weird that the law's like that, but whatever they get, go for it.
I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, child porn is bad.
Yeah,
but I don't. What? I think you should go to jail longer if you like murder somebody.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah,
take pictures or just have child porn.
Just people who have them.
Yeah,
like they're still perverts and should obviously.
The rules are weird. Jail,
I agree with that.
But not for their whole life.
Yeah, because like another dude has shit porn on his computer.
But then it comes down to the whole. They say that these people can't be. Trusted. Cured.
Yeah, it's usually fixed, an entry thing into something else, too. I mean,
yeah, but maybe they should go.
No, there's an entry involved.
I was waiting for that.
There you go.
Fucking shish
kebab. Like, maybe they should go to like a mental hospital instead of jail.
I think a lot of people going to jail could probably benefit from a mental hospital or some sort of like psychiatric work.
They should just make a building and just fucking drop people in and just not feed them or
kill
anything.
Them. Fuck it. Anyone that fucks up, just shoot them.
If they fuck up really bad.
Yeah. Even if they fuck up really bad. Jaywalker. Boom, ocean, middle
just
of the
shoot,
ocean.
Just shoot their toe. Shoot them cannon. In the foot.
Yeah. Boof.
Yeah, you won't be jaywalking anymore, asshole.
He'll be jay-hobbling.
Cut his feet off.
So I wonder how many people are trying to use that as like an excuse.
Everyone.
Like Bishop Leahy. Definitely. Bishop Leahy's just like, oh, yes. For some reason, I picture his voice as like that. Oh, yes, my son. Why don't you come and confess?
He hasn't spoken for like 3 months, and all of a sudden this comes out, and he's like, well, if you want to know the truth, he has that new virus. I mean, old virus. You know,
something I actually find kind of funny about that is that the person who made the virus would have had to go out and find this stuff to begin with. So they could be charged for more than just making the virus. They should be able to be charged for actual child porn anyway. Yep. So they need to find that guy.
That's like the worst. Like, imagine how startled you'd be. Like, you wake up in the morning, you're just like, ah, rubbing the sleep out of your eyes. You get on your computer. You just go to your start menu. You're like loading up all your shit. And then all of a sudden, like, just this fucking picture of like a 3-year-old spread eagle is like on your fucking, on your desktop.
How drunk was I last night?
Like, oh my God. Like, how, just fuck, man. Like, that
your morning
shit is crazy.
Would either stay or disappear pretty quickly.
That would either be the worst
be
morning
so
ever or the best. Like, for some guys,
like,
just be
oh,
like,
oh, geez, there's a 3-year-old. All right.
Shit.
What's the Popeye noise?
Some guys, it's just like Christmas. They're like, oh my God. There is a God.
Santa comes early this year.
He creeps in and fucking downloads child porn on your computers. I always had a feeling about Santa being a fucking creep.
Well, he does come down your chimney, and he does
touch
kids,
little boys. Exactly.
Kids with toys.
He sits in a mall, and kids just come and sit on his lap. That's his gimmick.
It'd be funny if all Santa did was literally come down people's chimneys.
And then go back out. Shoot
a load down the chimney.
You're sitting around your fireplace and all of a sudden you just hear this like little like glob of cum hitting the top log.
Is that bird shit?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
When you go to fire and you're like, what's that awful smell?
It's burning cum.
You go to inspect and you stick your head there and you turn it and you look up. And it's just Santa's fucking dick. And he's actually really hung, which surprises you because he's a fat man. You're like, oh my God.
Like, you guys have been extra good this year.
In his sack is just a bunch of porn. And he has to switch it up from rooftop to rooftop. He's like Asian. Then he goes over and he's like tranny. Because he has to jerk off like millions of times in one night.
That's a lot of jerking.
He's never
flaccid.
That's
why Santa has such a large sack.
Yeah.
His dick is just like beef jerky by the end of it. I got that. Good job. I saw you said it, and then you smiled coyly. Like,
my joke.
Get it? He's got a big sack.
So we have a little more cum talk coming up after the break.
Nice.
So let's break and then talk more about cum.
Break! Yeah. You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
Cum, guys.
Lots of it.
I meant like come hither, not come.
Oh, pull closer.
Gather around,
we'll talk about
children.
Come if you want, though.
I'll tell you
I
a
happen
tale.
To have some stories. So our next story is about a new bride discovered that she's allergic to her husband's sperm. The Daily Mail reports, and it's not. It's like the mail as in the mail you get. You know. Anyway, reports that Mike and Julie dated for 2 years and were then married. Their wedding night was the first time they decided to have unprotected sex.
That's an error.
And then he blew a giant load in her, and it hurt.
Should hurt.
That's why, kids, if you're out there, have sex before you get married.
They didn't say they didn't have sex. They said the first time they had unprotected sex.
Oh, well, have unprotected sex.
Which is actually a pretty smart idea. To be honest, like you said, it's a bad idea. That's a smart idea, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you don't want to feel the sex as much, kids, wear condoms. Yeah.
But that kind of suggests, like, wouldn't she have... She must have come in contact with it previous occasions, right?
Back. Every time you say calm down, I'm just going to laugh. Yeah. Sort
of. Well, it was the inside of her that really started burning.
Yeah, but...
So I don't think... You think he like shot a load on her face, like the money shot, and it like scarred her like Two-Face.
she had to go to work wearing sunglasses because everyone thought that he was beating her up.
No.
My husband
There's a fucking milky layer over my eye.
Just ejaculated in my face and
oh my
fucking
God.
Made me swell up like the elephant man's head.
Yeah. I am not an animal. I am a woman that's been cummed upon. So it says the pain that I was feeling inside, kind of like somebody was sticking needles up inside me, like a burning, like a really painful burning, she said. And she said on a scale from 1 to 10, her pain would be a 10.
People always go straight to 10. That could be a song.
Exactly.
Eh? That was almost lyrical.
What? People always go straight
to 10. The quote that he just read.
I'm working
on it. Pain that I feel inside me.
It was like a needle.
It's on the scale
of 10.
It's like
a needle in my heart.
The needle that she felt inside of him was probably her husband's tiny ass dick.
He's actually a needle dick.
Yeah,
like people say that word like, oh, he is a needle dick, but he is actually a needle dick.
He's got big balls.
He's really good at sewing.
Yeah,
he just swings his ball sack around as he's knitting a fucking sweater.
Or like that one time he came, like spiders came out.
Or dragon breath. It was like fire.
Fire.
He lights people's cigarettes with it sometimes.
There's probably a creature.
Sure.
There's probably a creature in Dungeons and Dragons that comes like that. If you read, you know how they always have bios for like monsters and role-playing games?
Yep.
It probably says that their semen is acidic. I wouldn't doubt it.
The erotic version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. You just dip your arrow in a vat
you
of
actually
like
made
fucking
that,
mind flayer
cum.
Oh my god.
Rhino cum.
Rhino cum. It burns. You can use it to fucking clean your bathtub.
And imagine if she like, imagine if she got a divorce or she was like cheating on him, and she's fucking this guy, and he goes to like skeet on her face. She's like, "No, no, don't! I'm allergic." He'd be like, "Yeah, I've fucking heard that one before. How many girls have probably said that before?"
Or, I think it was. I don't have the article on hand, but I think it was just his.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just what his. It said. It was her husband's. Sperm.
So fucking. When she's blowing Tyrone next door when her husband's away.
That's what he said. He's like, I can't believe that happens when guys come inside you. No, it's just you. When Larry... when Larry the fucking plumber comes over and rails my asshole, it's fine.
They're definitely going to have some kind of arrangement, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens if they have like a baby?
No, just not have to not come inside of her.
But what if they want to have a baby?
Well, they said that they can't because her immune system just attacks and kills all the sperm. So,
What if it just made a baby that just hurts all the time?
Yeah. A really sad baby. When you blow fire cum, you make sad babies. No, they'll find a way to artificially inject her. They'll like put some cum in a turkey baster and just like Tyrone's cum. And then a fucking brown baby will come out and you'll be like, I guess. We might have an athlete or a singer, I guess.
No, they said they were going to adopt or something, didn't they? I think that's what it said at the end of the article.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. It happens. Well, it doesn't happen, but it happened this once.
I can recall a girl. I can't remember if it was one of my girlfriends or just some bitch. But but I remember like skeeting loads and like she got really red because of it.
Like in the face?
Like, well, it was actually like all over her stomach and tits and chin. It was one of those ones. It was
it was
one of those ones where like you pull out and they're like they don't want it, so they're like trying to scurry to the back of the bed, like fucking Slimer.
And you're chasing
coming at
them like no.
And you're holding back, so you're holding back because you want to give it to them. Yeah. So then like by the time it shoots, it's like fucking UHF. Who wants to drink from the fire hose? Yeah. And it's just fucking
you get
everywhere.
To drink from the fire hose.
They actually need a beach towel to clean themselves up.
Yeah.
Usually a hand towel.
You bring
will do.
A mop.
Clean the shit up.
Swab the decks.
You fucking janitor.
She got like a rash or something?
Yeah, she just like kind of like had like a...
Was she white?
Like a red rash. Yeah, she was.
Oh, that's
is
normal.
That okay with you?
That's normal.
Is that okay with you, John?
Oh no, Lucas is fucking our white women.
That's right, and lots of them.
More than us.
More than you.
Yeah. Shit.
Motherfucker.
Well,
what can I say?
Maybe she just had sensitive skin and your cum was the final straw.
My cum just gives her
rosacea. Her body's just rejecting it.
Yeah.
that's her body's way of saying, no, I'm not supposed to come into contact with Negro seed. that's from some fucking 1960s fucking movie. Interracial relationships, why it is bad for you.
Her body's like, you need to come in the back entrance.
Come in the back. So black guys are only allowed to fuck white girls in the ass. committed to memory.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's how all this racial stuff started. I mean, the first dude was like, blew his load and she got all sore and stuff. So from then on...
They just thought it just didn't mix properly.
So this whole time, it was just because of that.
So girls' assholes are colored only now?
Yep. Back entrance.
It's not so bad. You girls heard it here first.
Yeah.
So when I go to stick it in your hiney hole, don't be a fucking whiny hole. It's just like
the
old
washrooms. For white people and for black people. The vaginas are for white people and the ass.
You know what?
Are for
I almost wouldn't mind if that came back. Yeah. Because most places I go, like, obviously I'm a minority. Yeah, so I would never have to wait in line.
You have a bathroom to yourself almost all the time.
It'd be fucking sweet. And there'd always be an African guy in there, like, spraying me with cologne and washing my hands.
Yeah.
Why is it that it's always an African guy at bars? It's always some fucking African guy.
He wants you to be
gay. I don't mean a black guy. I mean, like, an African guy. Like he Omeka has, Okafor.
Yeah. Omeka Okafor. And Okafor. He has, like, cheetah teeth for a necklace.
It's
and
his just, head looks like a fucking suit. It's probably just like the image people expect, and like British butlers.
I don't know, but maybe. And they like get mad at you. Like I usually give them like $2 maybe like the first time, and then I'm like nice to them, and I figure that if I give you a little bit of money, you might be nice to me and like give me a fucking spray of cologne the next time when I don't give you money.
Yeah.
But then they act like dicks. It's like fine then, fucking wash my hands myself, jerk. I don't need your
not that hard.
I don't need your fucking help, Obeka.
Old baker. There's an old baker in the bathroom, too. He's baking up some
I've just had a lot of bad experiences, like, with African guys not liking me because I'm not a real... I'm not dark. I've always told the story about me and my cousin were at the bar, and we were talking to these girls, and we were, like, macking on them. And then this African guy, fucking Captain Hater, leans over and he goes to the girls. He goes, "They are not what they seem."
What the fuck?
Which I guess means, like... Okay, we seem like we're black guys, but we're not African guys.
They're Chinese spies.
So I guess, I guess I'm not official.
What were the girls? Were the girls like little white girls?
They were just little fucking hood rat white girls. Yeah,
exactly. So this African guy probably creeped them out major. They're not what they seem.
What do you mean?
He probably knows something about black people that we don't know.
I was hoping they were thuggish.
Does their sperm hurt?
It does.
That's something any girl should ask in advance.
Yeah. Have you ever came on someone and it burnt through them?
It's like Superman. It's like Superman the alien come. Blood or something.
Yeah.
There must be superheroes out there that have like bad cum. Maybe like the Human Torch just cum as fire.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Human Torch who burned his mother. It was Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Oh, he was actually
flame on, stupid kitty.
Flame on, stupid kitty.
Yeah, and then he burnt her to death.
But if you can't spooge on someone, really, what's left? Like, what's their relationship now?
Kissing.
That's it.
Smooth. What if it goes in her throat? Does she just swell up and die, and she can't breathe?
Yeah,
needs an EpiPen.
That's what I was thinking. Worst. Like, how did they not find out beforehand, right?
That they must have boring sex. I'm dating a girl for like 3 weeks, and it's like she has me handcuffed, and she's fucking slapping me and calling me a nigger.
Sticking a pineapple in your ass.
Yeah. It's like, okay. I'll just roll. I literally roll with the punches. She's like fucking punching me. I'm just like, ah, goddamn.
She rolls in one of those tennis ball launchers, and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen with this thing, but something's going to happen, and it's going to hurt.
This is going to get real hot.
Just pummeling my asshole.
She comes in with like a parachute. Alright. You're like, alright.
Fuck. Just a lexicon of fucking racist names just to yell at me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Moon cricket.
Ooh.
Got a librarian glasses Jigaboo. On.
It's the perfect time for the iPhone then. Like we were talking earlier, she pulls at her iPhone, she starts scrolling down through all the list.
We should make an app that just randomly shows you a slur.
It's just not normal for me. I'm just not a normal
of,
person.
Like, of, it's a mixed ethnicity. So you're like, you see a black person, you're like, you... Wetback? Ah, shit.
Or you have a...
It wasn't worth 99 cents at all.
A flowchart on your headboard. So you say, start here. Yeah. Work this way.
Brown.
You gotta work your way up.
What is he wearing?
Start with some of the soft ones first.
No.
Oh, wow. So yeah, if you can't come...
You kiss. And that's our next story.
It's
about kissing. So the Telegraph reports that kissing may have developed as a way that builds immunity. Basically, you kiss... And you become immune to certain viruses. that are present in saliva. Luke, don't look at me like that. I know you want to become immune right now.
I think I might be coming down with the flu.
The virus that it can cause blindness and other defects in newborn babies and stuff. And they're saying, kiss.
Newborn babies?
Yeah, don't kiss the babies.
Like,
little baby.
Jam the doctor's like, you have to get that tongue in there.
Yeah.
To clean around its
wouldn't
gums.
Wouldn't help to kiss their asshole. Wouldn't hurt, rather. Or help.
Or a dog's asshole.
Probably wouldn't help.
That looks like Jesus.
So yeah, kissing builds immunity.
It also,
but it's only for chicks.
Yeah,
for chicks kissing each other,
and it's only if they kiss dudes.
Well, that goes to show you that gayness ain't right.
You know, there's somebody out there who read that, and exactly. They probably
Woods
fucking
O'Neill
said that.
Just ran by and dropped a little knowledge on us.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
He's our executive producer.
Yeah.
I also read in that article it was saying how kissing like brings people together. Obviously, like you, mm-hmm. when you're that close, at chemicals and pheromones and stuff, which I can see being true. Like, there's been girls that I've been attracted to, and then I've kissed them, and it's just like, you fucking, like, this one girl I remember, she had a fat tongue. Yeah. Just a fucking fat tongue, and it was so weird. Like, it just felt like a fucking piece of fruit was, like, jamming in and out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's a piece of fruit?
Yeah, like a big fucking prune or something.
Wow.
A juicy prune.
Sounds in my gross. Mouth.
It was disgusting. It I wanted to just fucking.
Have you ever
bite
had the
off.
Opposite though, where you actually kissed a girl and it was like, "Hey, I could kiss the shit out of this girl."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just like a small tongue slithering.
Kiss her shit right out.
Kiss the shit.
Kiss the shit right out of her. You're just kissing and then, just drops out. Drops out a little log.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It says many theories have emerged as to why humans kiss in the first place. A widely accepted theory is that kissing was developed as a way for people to sniff out good mates.
Yep.
Very possible.
Taste oh, them
you
out.
Mean, you
taste
mean what
out
I said?
Good mates.
You mean what I said already?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But I just read it from the article because articles are credible in Europe.
I'm just not. Shit. I just don't say.
You're
don't,
incredible.
I just don't say. Thanks. Thank you.
I meant that to be bad. Articles are credible and you're incredible, asshole. No, I mean, like, you're incredible. But
kissing definitely makes a big difference, though, man. Yeah. Like, some girls. Like, I was talking about this to someone the other day. I hate when you're with a girl and you're, like, kissing with her. And, you know, you're starting to get, like, erect and you're fucking just, like, you're getting into it. And they're just, like, easy, slow down. And they push you back.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm, like, you know, I can understand if I'm, like, ripping your blouse off like a fucking Greek mythology cyclops trying to, like, rape Athena or something.
Playing hard to get, dude. But, hard to get.
No, I just,
go harder.
I'm just an aggressive kisser and I like an aggressive kiss back. So, Devin, fucking work on that.
All right, I'll do my best. Fuck.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I tend to go with prostitutes.
Because you just tell them what you want.
Lay on the bed, and I'm going to put my dick inside you in like 4 seconds. I just got to go.
Then it's done.
I got to go take a shit first. Actually, you have a good shit sex story. You should share that one.
Oh, man. This is fucking... This is years ago, man.
Didn't expect
that. This is years ago, man. It's actually with Joe Buck. He's a
what?
He's it's not motherfucker. He's in the story, okay. Motherfucker. Okay. You motherfuckers just jump
our
at anything.
Was amazing.
You can't say anything in this room without
no, you can't.
Without somebody just like what?
Derek's eyes almost shot out of his head.
You can't even say cum. It's like what? You're a faggot.
Something about cum.
Yeah. Anyway, no, like we were like partying with these girls at a hotel, and we were like just fucking hammered and drinking. I remember me and this girl. We were in the bathroom, like fucking around, just like getting aggressive like I like, and she was one of the good ones. She was getting aggressive with me.
Yeah.
We were like ripping the like towel rack off the fucking thing, like slipping on soap suds. Fucking the ivory soap is everywhere.
Squirting
shampoo bottles.
Fucking shampoo that hurts your eyes in each other's eyes.
Ripping shower curtains.
Please.
Like honestly, the bathroom was like fucked up because we were just like drunk. Like, you know, when you just get that aggressive, push
you're never
you here,
to my party.
Push you here. Oh, I get messy. Anyway, so we're like fooling around. I remember I was fucking hammered. Hammered. I was must probably like
you were
19.
One of the Hammer Brothers from Mario.
I was. I actually had a helmet on.
Yeah.
And I was throwing hammers and jumping, and she was trying to run in at the right time, which is really fucking hard.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Unless you're invincible or at least have like the ability to, you're big.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, we're just in the bathroom. I remember I was like, oh man, I got a shit, but this is really good. So we're like fooling around, like we're getting ready to fuck. So I just like sat on the toilet. I sat right on the toilet and I just to take a shit. And I thought like, I'm going to fuck this girl while I'm taking a shit. That's a gangster. And we fucking started to do it. And then she like stood up and she like flipped the light on. And she just, there's me with my fucking pants around my ankles, dropping a big shit, just looking at her. Like, and you know what it looks like when you're, I don't know if you ever had someone walk in on you when you're in the bathroom and you kind of like,
you look
innocent. You have your hands on your knees. And you look up like,
oh, oh. And then she heard boom,
and she fucking She left and I finished my shit and then I came out and we just fucked. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
It would have been funny if while you were shitting, she sat on top of you and you were getting ridden and shitting at the same time.
And just dropped.
So there was
the
like, there's, yeah, like that. I don't know, dude. That might give you some fucking weird shit sex.
That must have been her like bottom of the barrel moment.
No. Oh, she still fucked me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean. Is it really? It's not that bad. I tried to sneak a shit and I got caught. Yeah. It was like Metal Gear Solid. It went bleep.
And then the exclamation mark appeared over here. He tried to sneak a shit like Metal Gear Solid. Fucking, oh my god.
It was a solid snake, yeah. All right. And fucking coil around the bowl.
Double taper.
Holy
perfect
fuck.
Double taper shit.
I'm such a piece of shit.
Oh man.
I just reached this point in my life. Like,
she placed the light on. Yeah. Exclamation mark overhead. You get in a box. It's the box.
She's probably the one girl that listens to this podcast.
I don't give a fuck.
Man, she'll get a good laugh out of that.
I have so many bad stories like that at the time I thought, I'm never telling anyone this.
Yep.
But then after so many years go by, you're just like, I don't give a fuck. Yep. I've done so much stupid
shit. And it's not like you're saying their name. Like, if she heard it right now, she'd be the only one that knew it, and she'd, you know, probably laugh at it.
And honestly, for the sake of a joke, I don't care if people think I'm fucked up or gross or sick, because that's part of me. I am. Laugh. I'm also polite.
Yeah.
I had a lady tell me today at the grocery store that I was like the most polite boy ever.
Yeah, you kind of are.
5 hours later, I'm in here telling stories about dropping shits and fucking
whilst
girls.
Fucking.
That girl was really skinny, by the way. And nice. It wasn't nice. I've said it before. Sex with skinny girls is like getting a hand job from a skeleton. Because it's just...
How fucking skinny was she?
No, she was not anorexic. She's just skinny. Like, healthy skinny, but just really skinny. And it wasn't very good.
You could have gave her, like, the sharpshooter.
It was, like, fucking dry. I felt like I was fucking a dry bones from Mario Kart Double Dash.
You thought someone left their jacket on your bed when you first... You're like, I think I'm fucking a sleeve of a jacket. It's weird.
Oh, shit.
Well, that was a thrilling little talk about common shit.
Yeah, that was fucking gross.
Mm. My erection is gone.
That's one thing that makes me happy.
Yeah. In fact, we have some tips for people. We're ending this on a very, like, you know, happy note. You know, it's a happy day. We're happy people.
Is this a happy note? Is this a happy note?
No, that was a C minor.
Oh, okay.
And I'd rather C minor amounts of you on this podcast.
Shit. Well, you're an A major.
A major what?
Major in the army. I just gave you another compliment. Like, you're a major.
You're incredible.
I was waiting for something to come along.
You're a major fucking douche.
I was going to go with like major asshole. Yeah. But I said A first, so it doesn't work. Like, A major asshole. Oh, fuck. So I just stopped because I'm a piece of shit.
It's true. I am a major in the army.
I'm a fucking dullard.
So if our laughing hasn't made you giggly and smiling by now, we're going to give you like full out tips on how to be happy. We found this article that gives you some like ways, like a methods to, like ways to follow. Luke, do you want to say something?
Ways to be happy.
I can't.
There you go.
No,
three words.
Yeah, it's just it's eight like walkthrough methods for you to follow in your daily life.
They're
to
good,
make
methods
you happy.
Too. Good methods too. Yeah. Really good.
So the first one is find your joy, and if you're stupid and you don't know what you like, you can find other people's joy.
I think that's a pretty obvious one.
So step one is be happy.
Find things that you like and do them. But you know what? A lot of people sometimes forget that. Like I've always been saying how I used to love basketball, and I was out of it for years. But just this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna ride with the NBA. I'm gonna follow the games, get into it. And I'm like, holy fuck, I still love basketball.
Oh yeah.
After all that time, so it's just another little thing to have.
The whole. I don't know. I go off on a basketball rant here, but I mean, like, the whole watching games that go down to the wire and having your heart racing and seeing, like, the blocks and the dunks, it's adrenaline fueling. Like, I've told people that basketball is pretty much my girlfriend at this point because I love it and I spend at least 4 hours with it every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm naked usually when I watch it. But that's your joy. John, what are your joys?
I have no joys. I'm listening to this podcast so I can...
So you can learn to be happy. And Devin?
I'm just always happy.
We just found Devin's joy. Devin found his joy this week, actually.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Age Origins. I've been playing that thing nonstop.
Yeah.
I haven't really gamed like that in years. Yep. It's just been flat out Dragon Age.
Surprised you stopped for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I had it open before the podcast. Yeah,
I saw that.
And I had to save my game and close it.
Yeah.
So.
And like you said, you haven't played a game like that in a long time, so that kind of makes me want to play it at some point in the future
I get a better computer. And even whenever I was playing WoW, like, decent back in college and whatnot, I don't think I played it as much as I played this game the last 5 days.
Yeah. Jeez.
So I think the last time I played a game like this was in CS.
Probably CS,
whenever we just, like, game consistently. It's always good
to have a game that you like to play. Like, right now, for me, it's NBA 2K10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And it's just, like, it just fills in those spots where I don't have shit to do. Like, sometimes I don't have shit to do. I don't want to, like, be doing, like, podcast research. I don't want to be writing. I don't want to be, like, working on
all
the shit.
And you want to be lazy, but you don't want to just sit around and watch TV. Like, basketball is fun, and you get better at the game and stuff like that.
Well, man, you guys had an amazing game of that last night, and I could tell you guys were getting pumped up.
I think Luke was down 10, or I was down 10 in the final quarter, in the final minute. And then Luke turned the ball over, like, 5 times, and I won by, like, 1 or 2 points. That was exciting, though.
Yeah, it was. Game. It was a good one.
But yeah, finding your joys. Like, it can be something simple. Like, even if you just, like,
jelly beans.
Go draw for a little while. If you like jelly beans.
Honestly, jelly fucking beans. Like, Gobstoppers and Runts.
Yeah.
I bought a box for the first time in years the other day. I was like, God damn. Yeah. I could sit here and eat these motherfuckers for, like, an hour. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of foods that are, like, your pleasure foods. Like, I don't eat a lot of junk food, but I need cookies. I love cookies.
You do need cookies.
I fucking love cookies.
It's one thing you gotta have.
Yeah.
I dated a girl who crocheted all the time. Remember, she had downtime. She fucking crocheted shit.
What is crochet exactly? Isn't that just
like
knitting?
Like a weird kind of knitting.
It's advanced knitting.
To be honest, I don't know the difference.
I have no idea.
I just know they have a different
name. Did it turn you on to see her in her fucking rocking chair?
Made me feel old as shit.
Did she look old when she's just
Did she have
there?
Fun doing it?
Yeah.
Like a blast? Was she like, oh yeah, crochet.
I'm going to make you a
Crying
fucking
with
handkerchief.
Happiness.
She puts on rock music.
That would be hilarious to see somebody like really excited to crochet or knit or something.
Shit. I'm going through the next loop.
It'd be scary, man.
It could be weird.
It would be frightening. But hey, if that's your joy,
yep.
Fucking just
yeah.
Go
we
to
have
it.
Some pretty odd joys. Like we like to look at each other's dicks and just flick them. Don't we?
What?
Sorry,
what?
Cut that part out, Dev.
All
right, we're going to go right to the next one, which is lighten up.
Yeah. Lose weight, you fat fuck.
Show
I'm sick
the fuck
of.
Hours.
Oh, that means
yeah, and put some lamps in your fucking. House.
Oh, I see what you did.
Lighten
there.
Up.
Maybe
turn
you could,
the light on.
You could put them on the ceiling. Lighten up.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Well, stop actually, talking. You can take that two ways because sunshine does make a lot of people happy.
It does. Well, so, even like light in general. If you hang out in the dark, you're a fucking
vampire. I can't lie though, man. I love fucking being in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah,
late at night
that,
when I'm just
so.
Chilling,
yeah,
playing a game. Yes. The glow of a TV. But I think the lighten up one is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that has been just. That's been one of my main focuses. Yeah. Like, listen to some of the shit that we talk about and things we say. Like, I've reached a point where it feels so free to just be able to say what I want to say within reason. Like, I'm not going to tell my shit story, like, to the 70-year-old cashier at fucking a grocery store.
Yeah.
Though you might. You never know. Stranger things
may.
Have happened.
I'd probably talk about it in the line. But, you know.
No, like, I agree.
If you take yourself too seriously, you're also bumming other people out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's a drain.
That's what I like about the group. That we have with this podcast, you know, it's really easy to come in and have fun and you know get stuff done with this crew.
And when you have lightened up a lot, people just enjoy having you around. Like I was off work today and I just went in for a bit just to see how everyone was doing.
Yeah.
And people just see me and they automatically smirk as soon as because they know that I'm just fucking silly and I'm just
especially when you make people laugh. Like I used to think laughing like. I didn't hold laughing in as high regard as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Really, laughter is like an injection of happiness. It like when you're laughing, everything disappears and you're totally just happy for a while.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
it's
man.
An amazing thing.
I
and
feel euphoric just from that big laugh that we had.
Yeah.
I'm lightheaded and you know.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing.
There's a good quote about laughter. And I
can't, the best medicine.
I'm not gonna remember it exactly, but it was in a George Carlin book and it was something about how there was an old tribe, how before they had any meeting or did anything serious, they would just laugh together and make each other laugh because it just put them, because it brings people together.
Yeah.
It lightens them up and it brings people together. So they would do that before going over anything serious or.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, if one dude's sitting there not laughing, you don't want him to be in the room for the rest of the thing. It's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I think that kind of carried over because if you work in an office, whenever you go to like a board meeting, before it like actually starts, people will always tell like at least one or two jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, always. Like,
or if they're really lazy, the fucking head businessman, fucking Tom, just pulls his dick out and swings it around like a helicopter. puts his hand behind his head.
All right, guys, you're all here for the meeting.
Same thing in training sessions and everything. It's like usually during the breaks or whatnot, they'll have like comedy videos or some type of funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily mean the people running the meeting. They'll be like the people there will just crack jokes with each other. Yeah.
And well, like, not only all... that, but it's a chance like of you to be in a room and not working for a little while. Like if the meeting hasn't started, you're with a bunch of people and you're just sitting around doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So why not just, you know?
That's what I love about my job. Yeah. Like for people out there, I cut meat and I just help. I just watch people. I'm at a case. I work with my friends. I get along with all my coworkers, and all we do is just laugh all day. And time flies by, and I don't have to be very serious, which I have a hard time being serious. Like, I almost laugh at serious. Like, I can remember being at funerals, and it's so serious that I'm just like, just because just that quiet is just awkward and weird.
Taking
and
things too seriously is immature. Sometimes
I would agree.
Like, I would say that's true.
Because sometimes you say things like I've been around people before where I say things like, you know, like lick my scrotum, and they'd be like, "Why are you saying that? That's gross." And it's like you actually let the word scrotum get you angry.
Yeah.
like what kind of human are you?
And you know, there is a time and a place for everything, but a lot of the time, the bad. Time and place is right. At least for situations I find myself in, like I'm polite and I have manners and I'm respectful of people around me to a point, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get myself in trouble.
Yeah,
but like,
if it's common sense.
Yeah. If you live around people, that kind of thing is second nature. It's not really something you should ever have to worry about.
And good people. Like, if you're around bad people, you're slowly going to become a piece of shit. If you're surrounding yourself with good people, you're going to, you know, improve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I like you guys. That's why I like being around you guys.
I should be charging you guys. You guys making you all better people.
Yeah, John.
We all charge each other the exact same amount.
Yeah.
All of our things just say $0.
We're all worthless.
So our next one is physical activity. It says to get moving.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like to enter a pit of greased up snakes and fight them off with a canoe paddle while they try to slither up my asshole. What do you guys like to do?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I exercise 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah,
and it makes such a difference for me just to get the blood flowing and to sweat and to get all that out of me and just to, you know, just to look better, just to feel stronger. And I just notice it makes such a difference for me and mentally too, you know, releasing your endorphins and you feel better about yourself. And
it's
very important.
Well, sometimes even like if I'm writing and I'm stuck and I can't do anything, sometimes I'll like either take a nap or actually go out and like jog.
Do the complete exact opposite.
No, I know, but napping is great for me. I love napping. But anyway, or do exercise for a little while and then take a shower and come back. And you're pretty much like refreshed in the mind. Yeah. Like the running takes you away from whatever you're doing beforehand. You know, it takes you completely out of that. You're not still thinking and agonizing while you're, you know, pushing yourself to your physical limit.
Yep.
All you're thinking then is, I'm going to die soon if I keep doing this.
Yeah, hey, your whole body is in like 100%, like maxing everything out.
Maxing it out.
So your body's normally trying to like conserve energy, right? By being like as lazy as it can get away with.
Yeah.
So after a workout, you're like everything is 100% like full gas,
ready to
gassy.
Go.
And that's not even trying to be silly, but with sex, I mean, fucking, that's like the best exercise there is, man. That like
not
after that the way
like,
you feel afterwards and just like oh
sore and depressed
and in a corner why won't she call me back.
You high five your friend David. We did good
because it's not gay if you high five afterwards and say good game
David. But no, I know what you mean.
Get moving, definitely. It'll help.
So the next one is look for a joy buddy. Just look for. I don't know if they mean fuck somebody or fuck something.
They couldn't say fuck buddy, so they had to put joy.
When
joy
I first buddy. Read joy buddy, I was like, ah, that's stupid. That sounds stupid, but it does make a really good point. Like, you want to be around people who are on the same level as you and who want to do the same things as you and who, you know, commend you when you do good and are there. Like, we've always been like that as friends. You know, we've always been supportive of each other and helping.
And the funny thing is, like, for how much we support each other, we also shit on each other, but in a very playful way. Like, whenever we do something, it's like, that was fucking awful, dude. But we hear it from our friends, and we're like, okay, you know, like, these guys wouldn't, they don't hate me, so this must be awful, you know? Like,
and
so
that's what's important. At the same time for me, I've got, like, my side of me that does things because it's like a business side of things, like I want to get it done.
Yeah.
And then I have the side of me that's just like the friend side that you know, goes along with everything. I don't care. Yeah. you know, overall, I'm a pretty damn easygoing guy.
But you are like the ultimate friend, honestly. Yeah. You do like fucking everything for everyone. If someone needs something, you just have it like in your closet.
This has happened a number of
times. Devin, I need a dead hooker.
As of last night, I got fucking like three reels of cable. Yeah, I think I have some of that. What size do you need?
Yeah, and that's not even sarcasm.
No,
it actually,
that really happened last night. That's true.
No, but I think with Joy Buddy, I don't think they mean just buddies.
They mean someone to fuck.
No, I don't remember exactly, but don't they mean someone who actually like watches out to make sure you're like happy and not?
I think there was something in there about that, but that's essentially
good
too.
That's like, what
I
mean, a good friend should do.
If my MSN name says, oh, fuck, I hate my life, I'm going to kill myself, I'd probably expect one of my friends to
You never know
me.
With one of us, though.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you jump, you asshole?
Exactly. But at the same time, we know how to take that.
Yeah.
It would be like, my friend is being such a dick right now. Like, it's funny stuff.
So. Well, you got to be honest with your friends in that way, too, because a lot of people have friends who won't tell them when they're, you know?
Like, oh, yeah. Well, it's weird. I mean, even good friends don't want to like stick their nose in each other's shit.
I wouldn't want to stick my nose in your shit.
Exactly.
In so some cases, I can definitely see that. I mean, there's some things that you just don't want to like bother people with. You don't think they want you involved, so you kind of stay back.
Depends on the person, I think. Like, I like to think I'm pretty open.
Yeah.
Waiting for somebody to capitalize on that one.
Yeah. There was a little wink involved.
Yeah. From now on, we won't even say the jokes. We'll just say, I'm pretty open. We'll just leave a pause. That way the listener can throw in their own little jokes.
Yeah, at home.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Choose your own insults or fucking rape story.
We should have a beep so they know when to say their own jokes.
Yeah. Create your own joke now. The next is practice being happy, because practice makes perfect, and if you aren't perfect, Mr. Perfect will jump out of the fucking ringside area and smash you with a chair.
Give you this fisherman's flex.
Do you remember the old promo of Mr. Perfect where he threw a football, he ran the length of the football field, and then caught his own throw? Yeah. That was awesome.
Wrestling used to be so good.
He died, man. That sucked. I love Kurt Hennig. He's the man.
That's a good one, though. Practice being happy. Because I do that on the regular. I always try to, like, anyone who has me on Facebook knows I put like silly statuses all the time and stuff. But every now and then I also like to put what I'm thankful for, especially at night when I'm winding down. I like to say, you know, today went good, did this,
or
did
on
that,
days you get a lot of feedback. Know? Like, we hear a lot of people like giving us feedback, and you know, we wouldn't have a podcast with the people listening.
Exactly.
We understand that. So we're just like, you have to give props to all these people that are just, you know, being nice to us.
You got
to
be thankful.
We try to be nice back.
You got to be thankful at the end of the day, because I know that's really cliche to say, but there's always things you have to be grateful for, you know?
And really practicing, like, it's a momentum thing. If you practice it, it keeps going. Like, I remember at first, when you're learning a lot of this stuff, it's kind of hard. Like, you got to kind of remember it in your head and then say, okay, I got to do this. But after a while, like, it kind of starts to, like you said the other day, you went to make coffee and your water wasn't actually boiled.
Oh, fuck. I woke up, I tripped over my fan and I stubbed my toe on it and I fucking went to make coffee. I didn't boil my water, so I poured cold water into my coffee. And just, there was like other like little things that just went wrong. Like, my contact lens didn't go right. All kinds of shit. And I was about to get pissed. I felt my blood pressure. I felt myself about to go, and I was just like, I am a fucking douchebag.
Exactly.
I just started laughing at myself, and it made my day.
Day better, exactly. Yeah. Your two options at that point are to get angry and feel like shit, or to laugh and feel better.
Exactly.
So, like, I mean,
think some people go at it the wrong way. Like, a lot of times people are like, well, at least I'm not starving to death in, like, a third world country.
Yeah.
But that's just going to bum you out even more.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of, like, focusing on, like, negative shit, you should realize that your life's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Everyone's life is just absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's a game. It's just a big game.
And you reach a point where you just see the humor in everything. Like, I can't go a day without, like, seeing, like, 20 things that I can write paragraphs on.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if it's just, like, a woman going about her own business and you just see her do something and you jump in her head and try to figure out what she was thinking while she was doing it ends up being way funnier than what it probably was.
Like,
and that's what happened.
That dude walking down the street just playing his guitar like it was nobody's business.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
We saw that guy's got the right idea.
He knows. Yeah, he's happy.
Yeah. I love that. So, speaking of the guy playing the guitar, the next one is do a song or a dance. And then it says, in brackets, really.
I agree with that. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fucking idiot. Like, if they had cameras set up in my room,
I know.
Like, I crank shit and I'm like, I will fucking jump on my bed and I'll act like an idiot. And yeah. I know I'm being an idiot, but it just feels good to me that I acknowledge that I'm being an idiot and like a kid again and just jumping and dancing and
singing
and
along and
doing fucking jump kicks.
And music is, music is like fucking medicine. Music is terrific.
It is.
Like, if I had like a week span without music, I would be probably noticeably a little less happy. Because I have a lot of songs that, like, when I wake up in the morning and I just listen to the lyrics and I listen to the melody and shit, it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Like, I don't know. I can dig that. See, and it's funny.
For me, that's not it at all.
No?
I could go without music. I could go without... Some people like I don't that. Dance.
Devin's like that, and my dad is dance. Like that.
I mean, I like music. It's not that I don't like it. It's just I could easily go without it.
If I forget my headphones when I go to work, I leave work and go home and get them. Because I can't get through a day without listening to music.
Yeah.
I also chair dance constantly.
Yeah.
Like, chair dance?
Like, yeah. You know, just sit in chair.
No, share dance. You put chair on. Do you believe
doing that techno dancer shit where they pretend they have an orb in their hand and they're spinning glow sticks.
Yeah.
So. No, I love dancing and I love singing with songs. Yeah. Like, I that's why, like, Zero is one of my favorite rappers. Like, he has, like, harmonies that I can actually kind of do because it's not, like, deep singing.
Yeah, he's not a great...
Oh, we're talking about music here.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Music. Oh, I get it, because it's rap. It's not rap music, it's crap music. No, actually, rap stands for rapid action poetry.
It does not.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
Sure it does. If your final statement is sure it does, that's not very strong.
See, well, I would believe you if you phrased it better.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't such a dick. But singing and dancing, no, it's good. And I do like dancing. You guys have seen me do the horror hustle.
The horror hustle, yeah.
And various...
Among other things.
Various moves. But we actually have Devin looking up what rap stands for.
I would just call it hippity hoppity.
I don't think they're going to show you on here.
Yeah, I don't think it...
It was a bomb rap.
Type in rap and then type in rapid action poetry.
You're not doing this right at all. You got to go straight to Wikipedia every time.
Oh, John knows better than now me on how to search dictionary. For things. So he's
if it says rapid action poetry...
Oh, here's all of the different definitions.
Right atrial pressure.
I think that's it.
Rapid assessment program.
Oh, it's not going to fucking show.
Ranged attack power. Yes.
Whoa, look at that ad on the side. That fat woman. That's all. You ever notice that's all you see on the internet now is ads of like how to get skinny and get...
Yeah,
ripped. And the pictures one are so simple fake. Rule.
Yeah.
Yep.
Click here to find out.
Anyway,
stop eating so much,
that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is be very still.
Which is the complete opposite of the last one.
Yeah.
But it's also...
Sometimes you gotta be still,
it's also
though.
Good, too.
Yeah.
I do that a lot after work. Sometimes I'll come home from work, and if there's nobody home, I just come home, and I sit down, and I just kind of sigh. Just like the cliche, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just sit in silence and just relax. Just to let myself, you know, regain composure just for like a minute. That's all. That's all you. All
well,
you
I mean,
need.
There's a reason people meditate,
and there's a reason people sleep.
Yeah, too,
for the most part.
I think that's a very simple one.
And I believe it was the great leader Gandhi that used to preach, "Don't move. I'm trying to paint your portrait, you assholes." Wasn't that Gandhi, or was that Michelangelo?
I think it was Michelangelo Gandhi.
Michelangelo Gandhi.
There was Michelangelo Gandhi. He's another guy in history that people get confused over.
No, but Gandhi, he didn't read newspapers. He didn't talk on Sundays for a while. Because he felt that Sunday was the day for him to be alone and think about stuff and try to get ready for the week. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. Like I believe the Sabbath. What's that?
I'd love to be able to get a day for that.
You don't have a day ever?
No one has a whole day where they can do nothing.
You don't need a
you
whole day.
You could do nothing on Sunday. If you chose to, you could do nothing.
If I was like, everyone fuck off on Sundays?
Yeah, just turn off your computer, turn off your cell phone, and just sit there and do nothing.
I pretty much have it like that anyway because I never answer my cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, my cell phone is just for emergencies.
Yeah.
I hardly ever use it. If I, you know, I usually get at people if I want to do something.
Get at me, dog.
That's right, just like DMX. It all ties back together, folks. Yeah. I've said it before, it's what we do here.
Yeah.
With a nice pretty bow.
Pretty bow.
Wow. Back to the pretty bows.
Peep.
Oh, Bo Jackson. Peep.
There's not much more to say on being very still, no, really. That's no, like the least still. Exciting one.
And the last one is don't let money worry steal your joy. Because as long as you have the physical prowess to rape and steal, you should be.
You're still good. I never worry about money, man.
No.
I work a humble job. Like, I don't make a whole lot of money, but I always have everything I need.
You just
and
finished
then
saying
some.
How much you enjoyed working. So, like, if you have enough to live and you're enjoying your work, And you do this podcast on Thursday nights. Yeah.
You just might not have as many bitches because they just want your money.
No, you just don't got to go out and spend money like
a kid.
Crazy, you know? Live within your means and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
It amazes me how some people piss their money away so fast. Like some people I know, they make more than me, but they just
they're always so far behind.
Yeah, like they're always broke or like, oh, I got to borrow money or this and that. Mm-hmm. And they don't look like they have money.
Yeah.
They don't have like a lot of shit to show for it.
And then they're also the first people that are out doing retarded stuff again. It's like, I'm broke, I need a job. And then they're out like at the club buying beers and shit. It's like, if you really were thinking about this, you know, you'd probably be, you know.
My baby needs Pampers, but not as bad as I need a Gucci handbag and I need to shake my ass at the fucking club on Wednesday.
That wasn't an impression. Luke actually gets Gucci handbags and shakes his ass at the club on Wednesdays.
It's a society, man. Consumerist society.
Yeah, man. Yep. It's fucking society.
Let's get high in a circle, guys.
And just fucking around a campfire and poke it with sticks.
And really, I'm a fine one to talk because I like love gadgets and shit that I don't need. But
well, these microphones are long.
But your money's long, homie.
And you get a lot of shit that we use, like this gear for this podcast.
Usually my stuff is bought for other purposes than just my enjoyment, but still, I mean, you know.
You gotta have things.
You don't need it, but.
Gotta have things. You gotta, without things, you're thingless.
You gotta have some things. Yeah. But I don't worry about money. I've never been one to worry about money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Well, life's pretty easy for you then, isn't it?
It is. Exactly.
Walk in the fucking park.
Gotta be thankful for that.
You don't need this list of happiness rules, do you?
I don't.
Just throw it out the window, Luke. Yep. Keep doing what you're doing. You're good.
I think we pretty much can throw this shit out the window.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much it. Unless anyone has any final words. Not for the podcast. I'm going to probably sever
it yourself.
I'm going to pull on a black mask and fucking sever your head.
Oh, great.
The executioner. No, that's it for now.
Thank you to everybody again for listening.
Yep.
You motherfuckers are still
happy
sticking.
Birthday, Tim Thomas. We share a birthday. He's been our buddy for quite a while. Again. So.
Everyone who made it this far gets a prize.
Yep.
Yep.
You can claim it somewhere that we'll tell you later.
Next time you buy yourself a treat, that's from us. Bitch. Anyway, background noise, redmattersite.com, backgroundnoise.ca. We love you. I love you.